Free samples are only available for a short time, so call now, and your order will be shipped within 48 hours.
Joe.
1-800-778-5290.
Joe.
1-800-778-5290.
Joe.
Or you can visit 4enzyte.com. That's the number 4,
Joe.
ENZYTE.com.
Incident broadcast, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Joe.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Oh, let's try another one.
You're on the air.
Good evening, gentleperson. How are you?
Why, I'm fit to be tied. How are you?
I'm okay. All this talk about Bush. Why is it that on the Don and Mike show they could spell W-A-T, but they can't say T or C-T?
I'm taken aback, sir. I'm shocked. I'm amazed. I'm surprised and hurt that you use such language. But on the other hand, you do have a point.
And they can't say c**k and balls either. Or
or duty or any that.
No,
that you got it. Keep coming. You're doing.
Can't say
right.
No, I don't understand.
It's almost like being in the sixth grade again, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? All men are 16 years old. They're playing with their nuts, and they're looking to stick it somewhere. All of them. All of them, all the time. And that's all there is to it.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And here you go.
Oh, no.
Hey,
the new midday show on WYFP in Philadelphia. Very smart move made by a very smart man. He's a genius, but we'll move past that.
It's not a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of faith. And a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Don, did you need me?
Pardon me?
Did you call me?
No, I didn't. Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mailman.
He's doing the thing with Alan.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I mean, I
didn't get. Thank you for explaining
the
that.
Exact nano. The split, the sea hair second that we went on the network.
Alan came by the window.
Alan walked by the window and gave me one of these.
Did you call me?
And I gave him the. No. And then he goes, do you need to talk to me? I mean, this is all being mimed through the window.
Alan's trapped in the box.
That's why he got the gig. That's why he is the general manager.
He is indeed.
He's not acting anymore.
So
right.
It's all about timing. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mailman and all the ships at sea. They rarely play the card stars. Don Geronimo and Mike Wilmer.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Wednesday, and it's Rocktober 22, and this is the Don and Mike Show. And if you know that, you're already listening. Phone number 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America, from Canada. Please call, thanks, Rob, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C., as always, your hotline is 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Stephanie.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up!
Did you wash your ass today?
Someone called.
for doctor?
Stephanie.
Call me Monty.
Ah, yes, like David Letterman's assistant.
Yeah, right. See, that's how I let Buzz know every day that he's somehow plugged in.
Trivia, last name? Stephanie.
Don't remember now.
No, not Bridgewater.
No, the girl on Letterman.
Can't think of it.
Don't know.
He mentions it.
Yeah, he does.
But he makes fun of it.
He does.
I don't know what a real name.
It's a clicky sounding name.
I don't know. Anyway.
Click clacky.
That's my way of saying hi to Buzz every day.
Yeah.
Since I get to be in here with you and say hi to you. And,
hello.
You know, and say hi to Rob. And
hello,
you know,
Rob.
Buzz is not in the click over here.
No.
Buzz is not in the click of Studio A.
No, he is not. And for the foreseeable future, he will not be.
No, never. No. We like it the way we've got it set up.
Yes,
we're
we
all
do. So does he.
We're in this room, and Buzz is in the next room. We're separated by glass.
There was a day, we're not as bad as we used to be, but there was a day that I think that saved his life, being over on the other side of that glass.
I think you're right.
I think daily.
We used to be really much worse cows than we are right now.
Just even take that out of it. I think some of the discussion that happens in this room during the commercials is the kind of thing that... Well, Buzz does it when we do the show sometimes.
Right.
See, if you notice for a long period of time during the show, if Buzz is silent, it's not because we're saying, hey, shut up, or you know, don't talk, we're talking, even though, of course, it's always implied. A lot of it is we get into dangerous territory, and
yeah.
A lot of times Buzz just likes to sit back and watch and
yeah,
really not commit himself to...
I'm hiding in the bushes at that point.
It's a little scary. Yeah.
To what could end up being some kind of legal action.
Exactly.
Buzz would rather be on the outside.
Many times I would, too. But, you know, that's my lot in life.
You're here.
You and I are front lines every day.
You got to call down to the front line, but wouldn't have it any other way. I don't know. Buzz enjoys his privacy as well.
Right. He does indeed.
Even though we're all somehow connected.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I think maybe Buzz and I have a click.
Well, good.
Sometimes. I mean, I think we kind of have a click.
Yeah.
You know? We do that thing out in front of the building where we just hang out.
Yeah, do that thing outside.
We do our thing.
You do.
Isn't that your...
That's that thing that high school
thing.
Made. D-O-T.
D-O-T. Yeah.
You D-O-T with Buzz?
We D-O-T out in front of the building.
You D-O-T with Buzz.
As often as I can.
Anybody can watch.
Right, all the cars did a real show.
And you know, since that was mentioned on this show, I don't know, was that a year ago that I talked about those high school friends of mine?
Right.
They've all dropped off. None of them call. One guy still calls me. Mm. One guy out of the gang still calls me.
Alfalfa?
But the other guys...
Spanky?
They do not call.
That's too bad.
The other guys don't call. And we never mentioned the name of the... mentioned the name of the guy that said to the other guy with the whole DOT thing.
Right.
You know, do our thing.
Yeah. And I say that, Spanky Alfalfa, because I was watching the modernized version, which is an old movie at this point, of The Little Rascals. My kids were watching it when I came home from work.
Oh, good. I'm glad you were
watching it with a babysitter.
I'm glad you had a disclaimer there. I would hate to think of you just sitting there.
No, I don't care for that.
Chair part. Scratching your nuts watching the...
They were riveted.
The theatrical...
The 6-year-old, the 8-year-old, riveted.
Yeah.
I found the movie completely disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
You should get them...
I like to look at the new lady.
Sorry about that.
What
really?
Was that related to that?
It was not at all. I reached over to get something, and this...
I like to look at the new lady.
That's button number...
None of that, unfortunately, in the Little Rascals.
You should get some of the original Little Rascals, because I tell you what, you have a six-pack, those hold up.
Yeah,
they do. I bet for you that's...
All right, Rob. I know. I wish I had a watermelon.
Jesus,
we're not all. I wish I had a watermelon.
Fine stories for all ages.
Yeah.
They seem more... The old ones seem more genuine, even though they were phony stage kids, than the phony stage kids of today. It's that little Welch's grape juice kid.
I think there's always...
just couldn't be any more phony.
The old ones, there's always the danger of children getting hurt. That's
right.
Why I don't want to turn away. Because I don't think they were as careful back then.
No.
I wish I had a watermelon.
You know, really, and there's several scenes in there. There's one scene where one of these kids with the oversized head gets up and starts singing to one of the little girls who's dressed in like a JonBenet costume, and it's just a disturbing film. Just, I really didn't like it.
Yeah.
My kids... You know, they wouldn't even... It's like... It's really one of the rare times where I came into my house and they went, shh.
Here's what was on TV last night at Mike's home. Mike thought he was watching the new remake.
Uh-huh.
You get to watch, they are actually watching the original.
Go ahead, Robert. Stop me and wish for something. What I wish for? Or anything. Go ahead and rub it.
Rub it.
I wish to have...
Just in case this is wasted on anybody who's too young to remember.
Those are the Little Rascals.
The young, precocious fellow who's saying, I wish I had a watermelon. He's he's not the same color as the other kids.
Yes. Yes.
I wish I had a lot of them.
Timeless classics.
I wonder if we can offer a little historical perspective on the show.
It was
timeless,
a different time.
Timeless classics. Okay, here's our lead today. The guy that jumped off Niagara Falls.
Yes.
Wanted to kill himself. Saw this dope's parents on the Today Show today. Now, they had in studio with Katie Couric, they had the brother. And on remote camera, they had the mom and the dad.
Mm-hmm.
So the brother is sitting in the chair across from Katie Couric, and she's saying, did you have any idea that your brother was going to jump off the falls? Now, the guy that was talking, the brother who didn't jump, he's sitting on the set of the Today Show, yet mm-hmm. his head, I'm not kidding, is at an angle like this.
Cocked sideways.
It's cocked to the right.
Why?
Don't know. The whole family seemed nuts. Then they went to the mom and the dad, who were remote in their Unabomber cabin, wherever they were, and they were answering questions. And at one point, Katie Couric said to the mother, "Ma'am, how do you feel about your son?" And she wasn't answering. The woman wasn't answering.
Right.
And the dad on TV gave her one of these, a poke with the elbow to the arm on TV, and then she said, "I will welcome him back into the fold." As soon as he is released from the hospital.
Did she appear to be medicated in any way?
Yes.
Yeah, tranquilized up.
Cabbage.
Lots of cabbage for the OxyContin.
Lots of cabbage. So anyway, this guy jumps off Niagara Falls, wants to kill himself, publicity stunt, whatever. He
right.
lives. And we've got what we think is the phone number.
Ah, very good.
He's out of the hospital, correct? Right? I mean, is that right, Buzz?
I believe he's out of the hospital. I don't think he was really trying to kill himself. I think he... in fact, he had a friend videotape the stunt. He hopes that it will make
it. Did he go over in a barrel?
No. He used no safety devices whatsoever. He just jumped.
When we were talking about this yesterday, I don't know if you were in the room, I said, this whole barrel thing. Oops, hold on. Hey, Rob, pick that up and see if that's him, would you? This whole thing with going over Niagara Falls in a barrel,
mm-hmm.
like a barrel would help you?
They've done it. It's been done successfully.
Hold on, Rob is...
So you're not at all. Have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
Not the right guy.
No, it's lovely. Have you ever seen it from the Canadian side?
Ask him if he's getting any calls from people looking for the guy.
Lots of calls from disc jockeys and talk shows.
Looking for the guy who jumped?
Really, from London? You know what? If you get a phone call, you should pretend to be the guy.
And listen, anybody in Buffalo, where we're heard on WBUF, right. if you have news about this, call us, because I think I heard the guy was trying to off himself.
No, I heard it was a stunt.
I don't want to fix your transmission.
How could it be a stunt? If you dive into the falls, you're going
to
die.
He drove there with a friend to videotape, but it's something he'd always wanted to do, and I read that he hopes that the videotape and the stunt will make him rich and famous.
Now, did he dive into the water rushing towards the falls, or did he just dive into the falls himself?
Just dove into the falls.
Dove into the falls and survived.
Okay. Wow.
Only one other person's ever done that, and they fell accidentally.
Right, did he break anything?
No, not a thing.
That's his number.
He's fine.
This is the guy's number?
Yeah, how nice that the guy that's getting all the wrong numbers is handing out the guy's number.
There you go.
Free.
So you're calling for 21-year-old Eric.
And Buzz, you claim this might just have been a stunt. He wasn't actually trying to kill himself.
That's the spin I read.
Does this guy live in Buffalo?
No, Detroit. He's from Detroit. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any alcohol involved?
Here we go. There's the ring.
I don't know.
Oh, I'll do it, Rob.
I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
Hold on a second.
His name is Eric.
I heard he was on Epsom.
We have the guy's phone number.
There you go. You try that last night?
No, not yet.
Notice the operative word always, not yet.
Not yet. Weekend.
Not yet.
Weekend activity?
Yeah.
And now I'm getting, there's four rings. If mm-hmm. we get a machine, I'll put it on the air and we can leave a message. Four or five rings. You know, like we're the only disc jockeys in the world trying to call this guy.
Hey, out of field, driving to the falls. You having a out-of-body experience when you're driving to the falls?
No, he's just, I'm going to just put this on the air because he's just not picking up. There's no machine, there's no nothing. See? That baby, that.
Well, there's always a chance he can't hear.
That baby just ringing.
Water in his ears.
Water's in his ears. Yeah, water in his ears. Thank you.
Anyway, that was, that's
you're
the
paying
guy.
Attention today.
I'm trying.
That's the guy right there, the guy that jumped off Niagara
Falls. Have you been to the Niagara Falls?
Never been there.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah,
it is scary. Mm-hmm. Scott in Buffalo. Scott.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hey, Scott.
Hello. The rumor around here is that it was a hoax.
Well,
now I'm not.
How do you mean?
I'm not surprised that that rumor is floating around Buffalo, but I don't see where you have where there could be any facts that could back up the fact that it's a hoax.
Well, the videotape would prove that.
The only fact is that he walked ashore. I mean, used a dummy that went over the falls and then just walked down to shore down there.
I don't think they showed the videotape, and I don't know if it exists, of him jumping there. I did see videotape of him standing on the
edge. By the falls?
Right, by the falls.
It can be done. A kid survived like 40 years ago by accident.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And this
Seven
is it's
old.
Not as rocky on the side that he did it. I mean, he obviously planned it out.
Right.
I think this phone call's a hoax.
All right, thank you. Here's another call from Buffalo.
No, they're going to find the guy.
John.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, hi.
All right, the deal is with this guy, all the local press is all over. You can't run away from this story.
Okay.
The deal is the guy got fired as a shipping clerk from his job, and his wife left him and everything else. And the thing is that the guy had no money. Him and his buddy took a trip up to the falls, and it's just all a big publicity stunt. He wanted to sell the tape on the internet just to make money.
Right.
It wasn't a suicide attempt by any.
But he really had nothing left to lose.
Yeah, because
it was like, what's that guy's name in that movie? Lester Burnham.
He's Lester Burnham.
He's just a regular guy. With
that's
nothing.
What you think. His mom says he was always fascinated with the falls ever since he was a little kid. And
just
so
a regular
she wasn't
guy.
Surprised.
With nothing to lose.
Well, don't point, ever interrupt me again.
That's my car.
What's the burger joint that he works at in that movie, you know?
Oh, who knows the name of the burger joint in America?
Can I help you? Can I offer some fries with that?
It was definitely not a franchise that loaned its name. It was like one of those made up like
right. My name is Lester Burnham.
Nick Burnham.
And in 24 hours I'll be dead.
Hold on, here is now, this is very dangerous. Here's the program director of WBUF in Buffalo, John.
But you know it's going to be official if the program director calls you.
Oh, yes, let's put out the bunting.
All right, what's happening, dude?
Well, this is what I heard this morning. I heard from our news guy that a judge ruled that it was a hoax. The guy's going to get fined, I think, $10,000. And it was a $6,000?
Yeah.
And he really did go over. I hadn't heard the rumor that it was a hoax, but I had heard that he really did go over, and he started talking about a month ago that he was... wanted to go over the falls without any safety device and see if he'd survive, and it looks like he did.
Can't you send one of your minions out there to his house or something like that?
Well, he lives in, I think, he lives in Detroit, doesn't he?
Right. Oh, that's right. It's not Buffalo.
You know what this is, though? Right now, for the first time ever on this show since we've been on WBUF, it's Spotlight Buffalo.
Spotlight Buffalo.
And it feels so good.
Hey, hold on a second. Let me see who's on the hotline. Hold on. Hello, hotline.
Hi, this is Ross Valerie. How are you?
Ross,
hey,
Valerie.
Ross. From Journey.
Dude.
Journey's Ross Valerie.
Dude, hold on a second. Hey, I've always wanted to... I love saying this to a program director. Hey, we have to go. We have someone more important on the other line.
You got a bigger name. All right.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. See you, Buffalo guy. So, Ross, what's happening?
Hey, man. Well, I was just at Niagara Falls this summer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the experience, Ross?
Well, we did. We took one of our buses, so we had to go to that island on the American side in the middle.
Right.
And we took a little tour. You know, we put on the little raincoat.
Yeah, that's it, the raincoats, right?
Went down the elevator, and you go down, and you're down at the bottom on the American side, and everything is spring. But everything really smells funny down there.
Yeah, well,
the best part, actually, I regret not having gotten on the boat. That would have been probably the best part. But,
Steve,
other than that, the best part of the experience is the bar.
The bar. Very cool.
You know, on the island, there's this big building with a gift shop and a restaurant and a bar. And it's a great hanging at the bar. They make all these drinks with funny colors, you know?
You guys...
And the bartender was telling us, because we spent most of the time hanging out there, the bartender's telling us that somebody goes over the fall twice a week.
Twice a week? How many of those guys are in Journey? The average of twice a week, how many guys are in the band Journey?
I don't know, man.
Hey, man.
I don't know.
We try to hold on to our band members, but actually the bartender said that if somebody commits suicide or whatever twice a week and it doesn't even go in the paper.
Wow. And you're hearing this now from Rockstar, Ross Valerie from Journey. And
That's really boss.
Let me just give him a little credibility. The man you're hearing reporting on the... How many suicides, Ross? A week, two?
Twice a week. You guys.
And imagine if you were standing there
I thought I phoned Don and Mike. Is this Bachelor Bob?
No, you're standing on the edge of the falls. You're contemplating your life, and then you hear this. You got your iPod going.
In the dark. Yeah.
You jump.
And Ross sings like Jerry Lewis.
Somebody was talking about the rocks earlier. Yes, most of the spots where you go off, there's nothing left of you when you're at the bottom.
Yeah.
You're pulverized. And I think that's why the salt's really smelly down there at the bottom.
Okay.
That's evil.
All right, so are you in Northern California?
I am in Northern California. I'm sitting in traffic on the bay. I'm on the way to do late taxes.
Late taxes.
Wow, that's, Ross, hey, it's really late, man. It's October.
Very late taxes.
Aren't you late for your late taxes?
Well, I'm okay. Why give them the money early? You can make more money on your money instead of giving it to them early.
To a point, that's true.
Yeah, true. Thank you, Buzz. Yeah, you're right. To a point.
Yeah.
Until you get to that Larry King point.
Aside from a pointed head. Yes.
What are you driving around in, Ross?
A Lincoln LS.
Oh, really? I don't put you in that car.
Now, you don't have a vanity tag, do you?
No.
Like that says hit maker?
My wife's got two brothers who work for Ford, so I've been enjoying the Ford employee discount for about 12 years.
Cool.
But Ford products, I've had four cars and they all work great. But this one has got a big engine and sports suspension and 17-inch wheels.
What?
It's so funny.
What kind of car is it again, Ross?
Lincoln LS. I highly recommend it.
So who would picture that a guy in Journey is driving a Lincoln?
You think of Lincoln as kind of a more mature vehicle.
You can't beat the deal. It's factory plus percent.
That's fake because you're connected to the dealer.
Major connection.
Yeah, cool.
Now, winter is coming, and my car's already bald, so I'm going to get some big, meaty 18-inchers, and then I'm going to get... Spice pipes, you know.
Get new tires. Oh, man, listen to this. He's getting new sneakers for the car.
You're going
to
trick that whole thing up.
Yeah, and then I'm going to get the new chip and the new kit for it. I'm going to end up with, like, 375 horsepower.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's going to be in a Lincoln.
Then I'll just drive over and see you guys sometime.
Across the country. We'd love it.
Do it.
All right, Ross, we got to run. Thanks for calling.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ross Valerie from Journey.
17-inch wheels.
Just called a chat.
Well, you know, we give the number to people and we say, if you ever feel like it, call in.
Daniel Baldwin. You know, maybe could I just put out the call for him?
Yeah. Here's a call from Toronto. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing, boys?
We're doing great, thanks.
Scott from Toronto. And you know what he was saying about the falls, the two guys a week or whatever going over?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Really?
There's a lot of people. Yeah, and there's a lot of people saying that, you know, they should put up a barrier or something because just a little ways up from the falls, man, you can walk right down to them. Not long ago, back just when the weather was a bit nicer, there was some guy, I guess he was, you know, whacked out, but he walked, like, right out to the edge of the falls because the water's not that deep there.
You know what he said? He got to the edge of the falls and he said...
Was the guy that walked to the edge of the falls Canadian?
No, actually he wasn't.
Yeah.
Wasn't Geddy Lee, was it? So we got some super classic rock happening today, though, on the show.
Yeah.
God, I love when you guys play that. That's great. Crack me up every time.
So two a week is legit, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. They don't publicize it. You know, because they don't want more people doing it.
Right, it causes more people to do it, and it pisses off the rescue guys who have to go down and, you know, dig out the body.
So in essence, hold on, let me stop this for a second, because now it all revolves back to me, as most things in my life do.
Yes.
In essence, this would be the same anger that I have when someone gets up on a bridge,
right,
on a crowded highway and threatens to jump, and what you do is then you're blocking the commute for the millions of people who have jobs.
Right.
Hard working.
You know, a lot of those bodies are never found because...
And I say good.
Deep at the
good.
Bottom.
There's the smell.
Good, right, yeah. Let them turn into the smell that Ross Valerie
does. Yeah, it's nice. Anyway, take care, boys. Nice talking to you.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, my Canadian friend.
Oh. See you later.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Oh, there you go. Mike.
Wanted to hear it one more time.
It's always there.
I love it.
It's always there.
And I think it's going to encourage Canadians to call. And I know that brings Rob a great deal of joy. Yeah, look at that look.
All I know is that... Buffalo Spotlight right now.
Yeah. Buffalo.
Spotlight on Buffalo.
WBUF.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds dirty for some reason. BUF.
Hey,
BUF.
I think it's just the F part.
Right.
I love the fact that, what was I listening to today? The guy is just a total moron and just a pompous dick and an ass and a fake and a funny. Oh, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
And,
were you listening to him today?
Yeah, so.
Oh, my God.
His whole deal on his radio show is about Ludacris and,
right. Oh,
and rap
yeah.
and Kill Bill. But at one point, some guy calls up and says,
hey, Bill. I want to say I agree with everything you're saying. You're a good American. I'm wondering, how come we can't do something about that that brand of cologne that, you know, well, can I say this on the radio? And it's T-shirts. It's F-C-U-K.
And Bill, it takes Bill O'Reilly, you know, smart guy, award-winning author, a couple minutes to catch on. He goes, I don't have a problem with that. Next call.
Yeah. Huh. He makes those snap decisions.
Yes.
And he's on to the next thing.
Next call. Now, I've seen those shirts.
Uh-huh.
And I've laughed when I've seen those shirts.
Yeah, right.
And I won't wear it. I'll tell you a great gift that my son got me that I won't wear out just because my luck, someone's going to see me in it, and it'll be, oh, well, of course. My son bought me a shirt because, you know, I have this ongoing thing with the Redskins that the owner is an idiot, and I'm a season ticket holder, and they towed my car and flattened the tire and did some damage. And
it hasn't gone well.
Nothing's happened on that topic. So my son... got me a shirt that says in real big letters, it's a black T-shirt, it says real big F word, all the way, F-U-C, all the way, the owners, for charging us ridiculous ticket prices and $5 for a...
What, it lists all that on the T-shirt?
Yeah, but all of the stuff that owners of sports teams do that piss off fans are in very, very tiny letters, but the entire first three quarters of the shirt is just the giant word F.
Yeah.
And he gave me the shirt and he said, I thought you would like that.
I love you, Dad.
And I said, I do like it.
Yeah.
He said, have you worn it to work? I said, no. I said, I'm not going to wear it to the grocery store.
Right.
He said, why? I said, because I think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny, but I'm not going to walk around.
It's always fun if you get a speeding ticket, too.
With a shirt, right.
Right.
And imagine
I'm
that.
Gonna, sorry, officer. Don't mind the T-shirt. I'll pay my ticket.
Yeah, you're going, you know, and it's one of those deals that they get you, like, for 63.
All right.
So it's a wiggle thing where if you're nice, the cop will let you go.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as he comes up to the car, first thing he sees, you go, hi. Giant F-word staring at him.
Right. Sir, I'm going to let you go. I just wish you... What's that on your shirt?
But the other ones, for whatever this company is, the designer jeans, the cologne, or whatever it is, it's F, I think it's F-C-U-K.
That's correct. Right.
That does make me laugh out loud.
Sure.
And I'm listening to this, just this absolute blowhard O'Reilly going on and on about how Ludacris is bad and rap.
Oh, he's totally doing a whole the whole morality.
Rap music is bad and the movie Kill Bill is bad. And then some guy calls in with his,
yeah, but what about the FCUK?
I've got no problem with that.
Right.
It was like,
he made that little determination.
Where's the argument there?
I don't know. And does he have like a sidekick now?
Sometimes.
Some woman that's in there just saying, you're right, Bill.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Actually, FCUK stands for French Connection United Kingdom. You know the French Connection stores and all the malls?
Right.
That's exactly what it is. It's not even a takeoff on the word.
Well, come on now.
Hold on.
That's a stretch.
Hey, use your F-C-U-K-I-N-G head.
Exactly.
Hey, well, I'm just making a O'Reilly snap judgment here.
All right.
Bingo.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it must be nice whenever I hear anybody like O'Reilly or any of the other guys to have it all figured out. To have really, he's a relatively young guy. What's he, 55, something like that?
Or less, but he has all the answers.
And to have it all literally completely figured out.
Yes. Listen, I was a fan of Bill O'Reilly when I just saw him on TV.
Mm-hmm.
When on my leisure, I'd be able to turn it on occasionally and go, oh, that's entertaining.
Yeah.
But now that he's on the station that we work at, and like when I get here, it's on in the hallways and stuff. Sometimes I listen to it and I go, what? Has nobody fought this?
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Nobody figured this out.
Well, it's a little scary whenever he's talking about any artist.
And the other
artist.
Thing, hold on, the other thing that I know this will get you to.
Right.
When you get past his politics or whatever his ridiculous stance on stuff is, when he's going through all of this,
rigmarole, and then out of the blue you hear, hey, and don't forget, just in time for Christmas, we do have the no-spin zone floor mats.
Yeah.
So you want to go? You want to go to my website, and you want to get you want to get these early because these are going to be gone. Now you want a signed copy of my brand new number one book-selling book, my best-selling book, a signed copy. Now who wouldn't want that? You pay the premium price, you get the membership to my website, and you get the chance to win this.
And they're all real proud of being the Carney Hucksters.
Yeah.
You know, they all love the ability to sell, and the attitude when they do that is that they can sell anything.
It's a competition,
and
too.
It's yeah. disturbing. Yeah. Do you think he's like that when he goes home at night? Do you think he is really like
yeah.
that? I really do.
Yeah.
I think he's like that.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know. He's just...
What would you like for dinner tonight, honey? Well, look, I'd like the chicken. I'd like it fried. That's what we're going to have, okay? What say you, wife?
The thing about him is that when we would do our goof thing on him every day for a while,
right.
I called him a fake newsman because he is... If you remember, I remember Bill O'Reilly as the guy who was the host of Inside Edition.
Right.
When Inside Edition was a real...
The Peabody Award-winning Inside Edition, which he claimed which wasn't true.
Right.
A real sleazy show that was as sleazy as A Current Affair with Maury Povich,
right.
which started the whole Jerry Springer thing.
You know, he was talking about the shock television and the culture of shock and how it goes on and on. And then he's dissing Ludacris and he's going through this whole rigmarole. And I was really... thinking to myself, you know, we've done things that are pretty adult-oriented on this show, and why are you on this station? Just a thought. I had that thought. You know, if you were the almighty moral policeman of the world, well, you know, where's your own stand?
Because it's a clear.
Right.
Because it's a clear in the top 10 market.
Exactly.
And he's a whore like the rest of us, and just come down off of whatever cloud it is that you're speaking from and join us down here.
It is amazing to me that guys like that can perpetrate that stuff on the American people, and they lap it up with a big spoon, and then
and meanwhile,
drooling, they come back for more.
Guys like you and me working our asses off in the slave mine. Known as regular everyday radio.
Regular Joe's right here.
Mm-hmm. We got nothing to sell. We got nothing. We got T-shirts, but we don't sell them.
Right.
We got nothing. We don't got pens. We don't got combs.
No cups.
We don't got condoms. We don't got urinal.
I'd like to sell some some judge not lest ye be judged T-shirts.
All right, joining us now on line number 4 from Infinity Sister Station in Buffalo, WYRK. Here is Clay Moden.
Hello, Clay.
Good morning. Hey guys, how are you?
Hi, Clay.
Hey, you don't have the I Met the Falls jumper T-shirt yet, do you?
No, we don't. But once again, let me just say, spotlight on Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo's happening today.
Although, you know, it's got to piss off our program director of WBUF that there's a guy from Country 106.5, WYRK.
Actually, John Paul wants me to listen to your show every day to make sure I got good show prep for the next morning.
I'll see you the morning, guy.
Oh, hold
yes,
on,
sir.
Mike. It's the WYRK Breakfast Club.
Oh, very good.
Right.
The Breakfast Club. So,
and you can tell it's a country station because he just said morning.
Morning.
M-O-R-N-I-N.
I'm just waking up. I'm actually heading out to do a little afternoon hunting after my afternoon nap.
You're going to do some hunting?
Hunting.
Yeah, we got archery season's underway. I'm heading out right now.
You know, that's perfect for a country disc jockey. I mean, it's perfect that you go out and kill defenseless animals with a bow.
Are you as well-rounded as the new Joe Millionaire? Because that's now the picture that I have of everything that has to do with country. Did you watch Joe Millionaire?
I did watch Joe Millionaire, and I don't know if I'm quite that guy.
You fancy yourself a redneck?
I'd consider myself a redneck.
There you go.
I think you are that guy. Well, listen, thanks for checking in.
Bye. Yeah, absolutely, man. We got a vice president coming to town tomorrow.
Right, okay.
Good morning.
Shut up.
Oh, I tell you, it's great when we get everybody in the radio family involved.
We got a vice president coming tomorrow. Shut up. Shut up. I got a vice president right here in my pants.
There it is.
Right there. Shake hands with the president.
Here's your buffalo wing.
You got a vice president coming in. Don't let him know that you called another radio show. Keep that a secret, my friend. Joe Millionaire. We loved it, and it got crappy ratings. Oh, we got a break. I'm sorry. We've had...
It really got bad ratings, huh?
Yeah, it got awful ratings. We had Spotlight on Buffalo.
Yeah.
We just run a bit overtime. We got a break. We'll be right effing back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross,
Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back and fudge?
The Don and Mike Show.
Talk is so
gold crazy. Profoundly normal. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, so, before Joe Millionaire, let me just tell you about our Joe. Joe Ardinger, Halloween is next Friday, and it's a long-standing tradition, and we've done it at least 2 years in a row. Joe will be trick-or-treating for beer live on the show.
Nobody Yay. Does it better. Has Joe decided what outfit he'll be going in this year?
Nah.
But, did we ever put him in a bunny costume?
Yeah, we did that.
Wait, didn't he trick-or-treat for beer in a bunny costume?
Yeah. I think, Rob, is he allowed to choose? I don't want to get into this whole thing and have him come in, so Joe don't come in
yet. Yeah, I told him he could choose, but he should still surprise you guys.
So he makes the decision.
And he will debut himself live on the show to you guys.
That makes it even more special.
Yeah.
I know what it is, and I think it's going to be good.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
It's not a colonial outfit, is it?
No.
And then he'll be out in his little wagon, and he'll be pulling.
It's a rolling cooler, Don.
And you know, the Halloween is only a week from Friday.
Let's bring him in now.
Look at him.
Oh, we caught him right in a good moment. They're being scary.
Aren't they lovely?
And included here, a new addition, is the guy from Cannonball Run, the doctor from Cannonball Run.
What was his name, Rob?
Jack Elam.
Jack Elam.
Hey, can I take this, your finger? Yeah, I'm going to put this glove on right here.
These people, they just come by once a year. They're the Halloween spooks.
Jack Elam leading the parade today, looking fresh, actually, if a man in that condition can look fresh. Bye-bye.
And there they go. So, Joe Millionaire, we watched it. We talked about it yesterday and said, wow, we liked it. And the ratings were just awful for Joe Millionaire. Hold on. I got it right here.
Abysmal.
The next Joe Millionaire arrived Monday impoverished on the ratings front. It is the most surprising twist yet. The second outing of the season's biggest new hit opened with a paltry 6.6 million viewers. That's a third of the people who watched the first Joe Millionaire, even Fox, the people at Fox, and let's face it, if your show is on Fox, it's like the last stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last stop of real TV, because if your show is on UPN, WB, forget it, that's not real TV. And then if you're off in the world of Comedy Central or Oxygen or the Wii Network, you're not on TV.
Right.
You're in front of a camera, but really nobody's watching you.
Could America be rebelling against reality TV? Ooh.
Let's see. They expected Joe Millionaire would do better, given all the promotion that it got. I do have here, though, a pretty good kind of retelling of what we were trying to say about this show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Millionaire is David Smith. A Texas cowboy.
I like that name, too. What's your name? David Smith.
A Texas cowboy who makes $11,000 a year riding Broncos bareback. Let me see. He likes buckle bunnies. Those are rodeo groupies.
Mm-hmm.
He says his mama raised him Southern, even though Texas is in the West. He can't wear his hat in the house, his cowboy hat, and his mama don't like it when he wears spurs to the dinner table.
His mamo.
He loves his mom and his dog.
His mamo.
But he doesn't have a big macho dog. He has a Jack Russell Terrier.
That's really not a cowboy dog. No.
Let me see. And then they recap the part. I think I told you guys. I told Rob about this. He didn't see it. The part where he flies to Italy, meets Paul the butler.
I'm Paul.
Paul then has to. They do this thing over and over again where he says, "Now, don't call me sir." Because the dumb cowboy keeps saying, "Yes, sir," every time he's pointing to
a map at the villa.
He's, the butler is pointing at a map and saying, "This is Italy," and the cowboy goes, "Yes, sir," and then the butler says, "Don't call me sir."
Right.
And it's not a gag. The guy is just,
"Yes, sir, Mr. Butler person."
Yep. Just he's dense. That never sinks in. Paul, the butler, moved on to taking him through the five countries that the women are from, and the capitals of the country.
Bragway.
They ask him about Holland, and he says, quote, "Now, that's where they wear the wooden shoes." And then the butler asked him, "Do you know what chow means?" Like in Italy,
right.
In Italian, chow. And he said, "I'm not sure. Does that mean food?"
Food in Italy.
Food.
Let's have some chow.
Let me see. I think I told you yesterday some of the stuff that was with the Eurotrash girls that was being run in subtitles because you couldn't really understand their broken English. All of the women know the theme song to Dallas.
That's what they actually were doing that on the show when they were talking about the guy.
Yeah, Lena thinks that Texas is all about apple pie, spare ribs, and small villages where everybody knows each other.
I remember that quote.
Linda thinks it's about living on a ranch and eating ranch dressing every day. At one point, they're discussing what is a rodeo. And one of these Euro whores...
A festival.
A festival with horses.
I remember that.
Let me see.
It's a festival.
And,
a festival with horses.
Let me see. He shaves in a downward motion that would have the Fab Five spilling their drinks. David comes trotting up on his horse Hurricane to say hi to the...
But I don't understand the shaving in a downward motion. What's
they showed him shaving, and he was shaving even though I guess everybody shaves in a guy shave in a downward motion.
Yeah.
Did you see the part? He had a retarded way of shaving.
I didn't notice that.
He
I didn't notice
looked
that part.
Like it was the first time he had seen a razor.
Me shave beard off.
In his life. David could not keep his eyes off during the entire first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane, the horse.
Right, he loved his horse.
He didn't look at the girls a lot. He looked at the horse. He mumbled something to the women about seeing them tonight for sure. And then the horse went neigh.
Was the horse really whinnying or neighing as much as they showed on the show? I thought that might be overdubbed.
It looked to me like it was dubbed in.
I think it was, probably.
Either way, we gave it a rave yesterday and said the guys...
I loved it.
And even this recap that I'm reading on MSNBC pretty much describes what we were describing. The guy's just as dumb as a box of rocks. The girls are Euro trash.
Mm-hmm. I do not know how to use my razor.
It's fantastic, but it got just awful numbers.
They think the fact that the European women are involved in this time is one of the reasons America's not tuning in. They're just not into the foreign thing.
What, like Americans can't hate foreigners?
Well, sure. That's why they don't tune in.
I love
them. They hate them.
I love them.
Yeah,
give us some credit. Make us feel better about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I love the girls. I think the girls from Europe are more exciting than the women from the United States because they're not as calculating.
And
they're really dumber.
And frankly, I was just going to say in a roundabout way the same thing. The American girls were too smart.
They were too savvy, and they all had their little agenda.
What you need for that show is a really dumb guy, but then you need 14 or 15 dumb or even dumber girls.
Right. Well, I got word on what the next one is going to be. I mean, next season,
mm-hmm.
Deaf girls. Because they haven't heard anything about Joe Millionaire.
Die. My name's Kate.
Get that $40 million.
Die, Joe. And they are doing a third one, even though this is the second one. Apparently, after just 1 week is tanking,
mm-hmm.
they're running an ad saying, if you want to be in Joe Millionaire 3...
Are you a stupid person?
call Fox. But we watched it. We liked it. Everybody
loved
on the show liked it, but nobody else did. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, you said that Dave Smith likes Buckle Bunnies, but he said he didn't like them. They're all over the place. They're all over the rodeo, and he doesn't go out with them because he likes a more feminine woman.
How did you find David Smith?
No, I just watched the show. They said that.
No,
show.
How did you find him? Did you like him?
I don't know. Hold on.
He
spends his free time dodging the affections of buckle bunkies.
That's right.
Buckle bunnies.
Because there's tons of those hanging around. He wants something different.
So he doesn't want to be with a whore.
Exactly.
Would you do him?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why?
Because I like money too much, I think.
Well, no, honey, you could be on that show. Take the money part out of it. I think Mike was just asking you.
Would you do the guy? Are you attracted to him?
No, he says he's a very sweet guy, and he is very attractive.
He is very attractive.
Wow.
Would you do him?
And he seems sweet.
Would you have sex with him if there was no strings attached?
Sure.
All right, okay. You answered the question.
There are always strings, though.
Yeah, nothing's easy.
But see, when she calls him, he really doesn't like the Buckle Bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. She was a whore.
You knew that she had the hots.
She was interesting, sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey,
you're on the air.
How you doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
Hey, you know, that guy's such a fag. I think it was on their first date, he said, when they were going horseback riding, he said that he couldn't sleep all night because he was anticipating picking his horse.
That's true. That's very true. Now, see, with this kind of,
you know, right here is the reason why the people that go on these shows, the public scrutiny you're immediately open to.
This kind of promotion, how can this show not be a hit? And listen, if you're listening, Clay Moden from the WYRK Breakfast Club,
right?
You should chat your listeners up about this tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
In between all of the great country tunes that you spin, you should do this on country. God, can you imagine working at this station? I'll tell you who's hot right now. And I want to preface this remark by saying you can go to our website and see that both Mike and I are, okay, the word has been used, Adonis-like.
Dreaming.
Yeah. Handsome, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Denzel, doesn't matter, race, age, you name it. We're
Ty Cobb, bat the live long day.
Let me just say that. We are better looking. Yeah. So we are qualified to point out, for instance, if you go to WYRK.com, the country station there in Buffalo, check out Wendy Lynn, who does the afternoon show. Man.
Yeehaw.
Hey.
Man. Take a look, Mike. Let me just say.
Is she a pretty lady?
Baby.
Hello, beautiful.
Baby.
Wow. Man.
You know what they should do in that case? Well, no, I guess she's got to make appearances. I was going to say...
Now, Clay Moden looks the part. He looks like a country boy.
Wendy looks like a buckle bunny.
And Dale Arch Campbell mustn't. In the middays.
Anyway, you know, this is very bad. They should not send us this stuff. They should, you know, yeah. It's fine to be a disc jockey.
Leave it alone, boys.
But you send us this, and for goodness sakes, I don't want to screw things up for Wendy Lynn, because there's a vice president coming to town.
Absolutely. It's a very tense time for all of them.
There is a vice president coming to town. Okay, on with the show. Now, we got. I'll leave it up to you, because we've got so much S coming in today. First, let me make...
It's thick.
Make a quick call. Rob, you got to get off that line for a second, if you could, please. Thank you, so I can call Colette, director of First Impressions.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
To find out if the mailman is here yet.
Hello?
Hey, Colette, it's Don and Mike.
Hi.
How are things going? Hey, is Bobby Mailman here yet?
No, I haven't seen him yet.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
I'm starting to worry about Robert's health.
Bye-bye. Yeah. All right, well, Robert's coming in today. I want to give him a segment because he's on OxyContin. I say that...
OxyContin.
He's on the OxyContin.
But you're not the first person that said that. I've heard that a lot. Yeah. Why do people say OxyContin?
Oh, it's easier.
Hello?
He's here now.
Oh, he's here. Okay, we'll bring him in the next break. Thank
Robert you. Mailman.
How's he? Well, never mind. I was going to ask how he's looking today, if he's looking well. All right, Robert.
Probably not looking really well.
Robert Mailman, here in a second. I got a great idea for Robert today.
Oh, good.
Oh, I mean, beyond whatever he wants to talk about, I'll let you in on it. The Craig Wilson that's in the paper today.
Yes.
Charlie and I discussed it. Hey, he's walking with a cane.
Yeah.
He's got the back problem.
Right.
The Craig Wilson that's in the paper today, Rob and I debated if you and I should read it.
Right.
Because it's kind of what we're looking for, but not really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we'll have Robert read it today.
Oh, very good.
Let Robert read it.
I mean, that's a good idea.
And whatever, if he wants to do it with the, you know, with the lisp, or if he just wants to just read it straight, no pun intended.
Ha, fellas.
That would be up to Robert.
That's now, it. That's my only Robert impression.
Very good, though.
Ha, fellas.
Here's what I'm going to throw out to you for whatever is left of this break. I saw a sign on the way into work that said, no limit, Texas Hold'em. Yes. That sign is still on on telephone poles as I drive to work.
Do you want to get involved in that game?
Well, I want to find out. You know, the thing about this that I find intriguing is you see these things on telephone poles everywhere, like, you know, I lost 40 pounds in 30 days. Call me and tell me.
Ask me how.
Work at home.
Work at home, right. or make money in real estate.
Your computer.
You never see somebody who says, no limit, Texas Hold'em.
No,
a phone number. So I've got that.
It's like a public invitation to a high-stakes card game.
Also got George McFly. He's still there.
Oh, yeah.
He's still there. We could talk to him.
Good.
Yeah. We've never discussed tongue scrapers.
No. Nope.
We've never gotten to our...
Oh, I bought one, incidentally.
We've never... We'll wait until we do our...
Oh, man, but I just want to tell you, I think it's much ado about nothing.
Wait till we have our discussion.
Sorry.
We've got jail mail. We've got listener CDs that we were sent. We've got crazy letters from doctors, more than one of them, crazy letters from doctors. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, oh, yes. Well, that's a whole break. The tabloids. I told you some of the good stuff in the tabloids.
Like some New Rush, right?
Yeah, New Rush and also Harry Morgan.
All right.
Harry Morgan, who's also using a cane now.
I'd like to talk about tongue scrapers.
And hold on a second. Right. JFK dated a Nazi's daughter.
That's a legend.
So that's, Mike, it's in the Inquirer.
Inquiring minds want to know.
They were right about Rush.
Yeah, so that means they're right about everything.
Cabbage.
Then the alien story is true.
Cabbage.
Where's my cabbage?
Cabbage. Also, I got some new skits I'd like to try out.
A new sketch?
Some new gags, new games, and... we've never called Smokey Rivers about getting the job in New York at WNEW.
How are you? My name is Smokey Rivers.
But I guess, look...
Do you have any peppered vodka?
I've wasted about, 3 minutes telling you the stuff we've got. I think we'll just go right to the letters. We'll read a couple of letters, and then we'll bring...
Viewer mail.
Jail mail, actually, is what we got here. We got so Rob, if you could get the jail mail music radio, while you're getting the jail mail ready, I'll tell you... just one thing that I'm going to mention that really has no relevance to anybody listening to the show right now. We were canceled in Seattle about a month ago, and it was around the time that we were having our contract problems with the network.
It was right at the end of that.
And the station used it as the reason to get rid of us, when it actually the station in Seattle, KQBZ, they'd wanted to get rid of us for a long time because they only had 3 hours of the day to give up, and we had a four-hour show.
Exactly.
And a lot of times, you know, we would do something that would just not fit into 3 hours.
Leave them hanging, yeah.
We need 4 hours, and they constantly said to us, well, can't you just please do the show as a three-hour show, and then when you get done and you say, okay, goodbye, Seattle,
right,
then you can come back and do the regular show for everybody else.
The bonus hour.
And we said,
kind of like what I say to some people, I say that to this radio station. Others!
We didn't want any part of that, so then they used that opportunity to S-can us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have... Hold on. Now, this could be funny if this is true. Tony?
Yes.
Tony.
Did you see Regis this morning?
I did not. What happened?
There's a new show on I didn't know anything about called Tarzan.
Right.
And this guy dropped the S-bomb this morning telling a story.
About Tarzan?
About how someone knocked on his door and he was so sleepy and he said, oh, S. And Regis got that look.
What are you doing there? Are you trying to drive me out of business?
That's pretty great.
Holy S.
Kelly had to save him because Regis was like, they don't say that on Tarzan, do they?
There you go. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. And again, we'll take a tape of that. Anybody's got a tape, we'll give you a prize.
Regis, he just cussed.
I don't give an ass. So we were canceled in Seattle, and without fail, we've received, not that, you know, this is any gigantic show of support,
right,
but we get a letter every day.
Mm-hmm.
From somebody in Seattle.
Wow.
And today we got two letters from people in Seattle. I just want to share, just if anything else, just to tell the stations that are currently carrying the show that the people who listen to our show, we know this, they like it, and they're goddamn loyal.
And what's great about this is that this is evidence that they can read and write.
So here you go. Well, they can read and write, but I'm not exactly sure about the content.
Okay, very good.
But I'd like to share it with you anyway. Today's letters from Seattle. This is what came in today's mail.
Okay.
Don and Mike. Sweet Jesus, I miss you incredibly. I died the day you were taken off the air in Seattle. You were replaced by 3 more hours of BJ, that's another disc jockey, and it is as if my right arm was amputated.
Wow.
I turned to the Buzz, that was our radio station, at noon as if you were still there. Phantom feelings, they call it.
Yeah.
Enough of this happy horse S. I hope you are both well.
Good.
And still making, hoping
happened
Don,
to last hour.
Hoping Don's are more soiled. Now, she writes something here. Mike is the something of the F word. Mike is the word of F. Like I'm guessing, Rob, can you read? It looks like trod, T-R-O-D.
Or bod? Could it be a B?
B-O-D. Mike, take a look at it, and you see if you can figure out. I've highlighted under the word that this crazy lady wrote. You see the part with the red highlight? What does that say? It says Mike is the something of F.
Mike is the bot of F?
Don't know. The handwriting's not good.
God.
Bot. Okay.
It's God. No, it's G-O-D. It's a G.
Is it?
Yeah. It's a G.
Yeah, it's an uppercase G.
It's a G.
Oh, hold on. You're right.
Right.
Mike, you're the god of F.
Is that good?
I would think that's good.
I would think so, yeah.
Then it says, Don, you inspire a bitch like me to be even more brutally honest. Ironically, I have more friends now than ever because of my big fat mouth. May Bob bless you. Mrs. Janie Wavra, two-year listener, I finally looked you up online to see what you both look like, and I would still S your D's,
wow,
you fat bastards.
Hmm.
Tell Joe hello. I am slightly retarded, too.
There you go.
So that's the first one we got today.
Well, now I take it as a compliment.
Sure, you should.
From Seattle. Here's the second one we got today from Seattle.
Boy, that's a single-spaced, isn't it?
Yeah. Dear Don and Mike, rather than write you upset I no longer receive your show here in Seattle, I want to thank you for the time you were on KQBZ. I started listening 2 years ago. Blah, blah, you guys are good. Got me interested in radio. I'm 20 years old now, and I've got a radio show locally. It doesn't seem like much, but I've got to start somewhere. I felt it necessary to thank you for your show. It's funny how attached people can become to hearing a show every day and feel as they're not quite right if they miss a show. Hopefully, someday I'll have an audience like that. Here's something painfully ironic. I've been working for months to get on the local station here, and the day I got the job was the same day that I got into the car to turn on the radio and hear you guys, and the Don and Mike show, the show that got me interested in radio, was gone.
Man, that is a nice letter.
Wow. Unfortunately, all I heard was a message. You were no longer going to be on the station. You guys, the guys who changed my life and got me excited about radio, have disappeared the day that I got my first job. I can't believe you were gone, and it was bittersweet. And then anyway, it goes on and on, and the guy's name is Luke Williams, and every day we get letters from Seattle.
It was lost in the fray when we were going through all that difficulty here. I'm really disappointed that we lost that affiliate. We had some good feedback from that market.
There was stuff going on every day that you never... And we're going to try... It's me more than Mike. I'm going to try real hard not to take you behind the scenes too much. But, Mike, every day I would come in, and every day there would be something from KQBZ is mad that you guys didn't do everything in 3 hours. KQBZ wanted...
So they were a chronic bitcher.
Every day they were. Right. So, anyway, that...
Maybe we can get another radio station out there.
Know anybody in Seattle, we get those letters.
And since we left Seattle, the city's been inundated with mudslides.
Yes, yes, tremendous rainfall in the Pacific Northwest.
And then we move on to jail mail.
Always disturbing.
Here we go, jail mail. Don, Mike, buddies. Hey, Don. How is everything? My name is Michael. I am from Madison, Wisconsin. I am currently in jail for not keeping my hands off things that don't belong to me.
Now, that'll do it.
That's ancient history, though. I was young and in a bad situation. That's not why I'm writing. I've been locked up since just after my 18th birthday, and I'm getting out December 9th, 4 days before my 24th birthday. Needless to say, I've had more than enough time to sit and think about the general condition of my life. During these, one thinks and comes to conclusions. This is where you guys come in. See, I have listened to a lot of radio the last few years, mostly to pass the time. I was moved to this prison in December of last year. As I usually do, I started to surf the dial. I'm not too big on the type of music they play on the radio. I stumbled upon 100X out of Madison, caught your show. Well, to make a long story short, the more I listened to your show, the more I knew... Now, this is like the letter we got from Seattle today. I want to be in radio.
There you go.
So I wrote to the local broadcasting school, the Madison Media Institute, and have set it up for me to begin classes in the spring. I'm pretty excited. I owe it all to you. You
know, that's
inspired
quite a fresh
me to
start.
Turn my life around.
Quite a fresh start.
You have everything I've always wanted.
Uh-oh, that's disturbing.
Yeah, and then he writes, this part is to me, Don, a loving family, great friends, and your dream career, not to mention enough cash to wallpaper a house. And it is because I respect what you have achieved in your life, personal and professional, that I would like to ask you this. Would you consider mentoring me, Don?
Oh, good. I'm so glad it's you.
Would you? I'm not asking you to spend an outrageous amount of time or anything like that.
Outrageous.
I simply admire what you have done and would like to do the same.
If you give me any advice or wisdom, it would mean a hell of a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. I bet it will.
There you go. So, sorry.
All right, we have found the history is that with jail mail, you have to be firm but fair, like Buzz would say.
He's got it backwards. You get into radio first, then you go to prison.
Absolutely.
The other way around.
The way most people have done it.
We got time for one more. Because we are... We are getting an awful lot of jail mail. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Speak to us.
Are you there? That's too bad. Hey, what's the name? I can't read the name on the screen. Is this Marcus?
Marcus, are you there?
Call dropped off. Guy claimed he was the brother of the guy that was in jail in Madison.
Isn't it great? I love it when we do a family reunion.
So one more jail mail, and then we'll get to Bobby Mailman. Dear Don and Mike, and this one comes from David Xavier, the guy who writes Joe's story.
Those interesting stories. Uh-huh.
Don and Mike, enclosed are Joe's story, the final chapter. A tease of my next story. An article from Prison Legal News that should interest you, Don. You know, and again,
it seems to be your day for the prison mail.
Thanks for singling me out because you are a big mobster fan. I am a monster fan. Oh, and this makes me think. I also used to be a Chicago Cubs fan, and it's Rob. Is it tomorrow, the week anniversary
of the guy
with the ball? We will call Chicago tomorrow.
Good,
because I think we had a bet to see if they are still
mad at the guy,
seething at the guy in Chicago who dropped the baseball. Also, I've sent you a photocopy of the front and back of a bag of Uncle Ray's nacho cheese flavored tortilla chips. This would interest you guys because of the picture of Uncle Ray. The story about Uncle Ray on the bag, and on the back of the bag where I've highlighted, thanks to the buyer for buying these potato chips when it's a bag of nachos.
Okay.
Uncle Ray. In closing, please answer the following two questions. When do you guys return from Christmas vacation?
Well, I guess if he's in the joint, he's very concerned about what our live schedule is going to be because he's a captive audience.
Mm-hmm. Right. February 9th.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, that's the day. February 9th is the day we return from Christmas vacation.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then he writes, my great voices.
It's not true. It's President's Day.
David Xavier. Joe's story, the final chapter.
Here we go. Now, do you put music in back of this story?
We never have.
Okay. All right. That's appropriate.
Joe was happy to be released from the hospital, finally. Starvation and dehydration had almost killed him. Joe had spent over a month in the cell with Gladys before losing so much weight, he was able to squeeze through the bars and escape. Gladys's psycho father had kidnapped Joe and locked him in with Gladys in order that she have a mate. During Joe's month of incarceration, Gladys had pounced on Joe daily, pushing her 400-pound body against Joe.
Oh, dear.
The sweat and grime of her naked body was almost as revolting as the blackish tongue which would probe Joe's mouth.
No.
Usually Joe would black out and awaken hours later.
God.
The stickiness around his D&Bs would tell him what had happened.
Oh.
Joe was in turmoil. His experience left him with an STD the doctors couldn't identify.
Oh, God.
The yellow-greenish blisters on his D&B would open and close daily.
Jeez.
And ooze bright yellow pus.
That's pretty nasty.
Sure is.
Not only did it burn like hell when Joe went number one, it was 20 times worse when he got wood. When that happened, to Joe's horror, his thoughts would be of Gladys.
Oh, God.
Knowing that going on would be pointless, Joe found the box of OxyContin he'd been hoarding, swallowing over 30 of them. Joe lay down and waited for the gentle caress of death that eventually took him away from his pitiful existence.
God.
As the world's oldest phone screener. The end.
Oh.
Or is it?
Mm.
In Chapter 3, we learn that Gladys was pregnant with Joe's baby. Here's what happened to her. Gladys woke and found Joe gone. She started to scream and wail. Her father came running. What's wrong, sweetheart? The father noticed Joe's absence. Damn those resourceful city folk, he thought. Oh, well, I'll just find me another one for her. However, that solution didn't work. In the following month, he brought Gladys three different men he kidnapped. In each case, as soon as he had forced the man into the cell, Gladys would tear him apart and then start crying. It seemed as if she could only be happy with Joe Ardinger.
Mm-hmm.
Her father had looked for Joe, only to discover the coward had killed himself. 6 weeks after Joe's escape, Gladys's father... Let me just point out, Frank, right. You just tuned in. We're reading letters from guys in prison.
This is a nice little story from a prison.
It's fiction,
a prisoner.
Yeah.
6 weeks after Joe's escape, Gladys' father noticed she was getting more fatter than usual.
Ooh.
Wiping some of her urine off the floor,
oh dear.
She applied it to a pregnancy test and confirmed Gladys was pregnant with Joe's child.
Wow.
For the next 8 months, he watched his daughter grow faster and fatter due to the pregnancy. Finally, when his daughter showed signs that she was ready to deliver, the father called for his brother, Zach, who was a veterinarian. Zach arrived, and the two helped Gladys during her 94 hours of labor. As the baby finally came out, Gladys died from blood loss. The two men looked down at the child. Years of drug abuse by Joe Ardinger, combined with Gladys's own genetic abnormalities, had produced a hermaphrodite baby with a single... horn on its forehead and a tail.
Huh.
The two men didn't hesitate. They put the thing in a sack with several bricks in it and dumped it in the middle of the bed. Having rid the world of this unholy child, they looked at each other and said in unison, "We will never speak of this again."
God.
The end. And now, Don and Mike, a tease of my next story.
Very good.
Lisa, her true past.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Lisa arrived at WJFK with her new husband, Charlie Broyhill. She was in a great mood, having just returned from their honeymoon. Everything is perfect now, Lisa thought. With the plastic surgery she'd had and the name change, no one will ever find out that she was once Europeans' top porno queen. So that's what
wow.
That's what we've got now.
Well, he's clever. He's got lots of time to write.
And as you can see, he also sent the family-owned company Uncle Ray's Nacho Cheese Tortilla Chips.
He likes those.
Made a Xerox of the bag. And apparently he's mad because on the bag it says potato chips when actually it's nacho chips.
And they're corn chips.
And the story that he sent to my attention about mobsters, Bureau of Prison Guards smuggle sperm for mobsters.
You mean they smuggle sperm out of the prison?
Right. This is from the Prison Legal News. Let me see. Denied the motion of a mobster's wife requesting the return of her incarcerated husband's sperm. Yeah, as you read further down, you see that the prisoners get a jar of number three, and they give it to one of the guards who goes outside and gives it to the wife.
I want it back.
So
give it to me.
That's what we've got for you on Jail Mail today.
I like jail mail.
Not only do we have jail mail.
I enjoyed that thoroughly.
We have jail mail, but we have mail from some of our listeners in Seattle who can no longer listen to the show.
I miss being on in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and keep the letters coming.
A lot of them talking to you personally today.
good segment.
Very interesting stuff.
Good segment. Always hold on. This might be the guy's brother again from Madison. Hello?
Yeah, that's him.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, that same thing.
It's the same bank of phones. Is this just going dead or
no?
And nah.
I'm dealing with felons.
Yeah. Right, we're dealing with crooks. Yeah. What are we talking about?
That's difficult.
Got a break. Bobby Mailman, who incidentally, like Rush Limbaugh, is addicted to OxyContin.
My fellows.
Bobby Mailman, right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
At Reparations Technical Institute, we offer a cornucopia of educational and business opportunities for brothers and sisters to pursue higher learning. Read from the brochure, brother.
Brothers, join us at Reparations Technical Institute and learn hatred for the white devil in a relaxed campus atmosphere where classes range
from
hatred for the white devil
to
advanced hatred for the white devil
and
volleyball.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
They will gladly render your body fat into soap and then grind up your bones to make bread. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Uh-huh. On today's show, we're giving away another prize worth over $5,000.
Wow.
The LASIK procedure, courtesy of Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates. The very best of technology you can have. The metro area's premier LASIK surgeons and the experience of over 50,000 successful procedures with affordable 12 months, no interest financing. Call 800-626-LASER today. It's $5,500.
Wow, I am I'm trying to listen to what you're saying, but I'm looking at the box that Charlie Broyho just brought in.
$5,500 value of the prize. We'll give it away on today's show. And joining us now,
Party.
Here is Robert Mailman.
A frail-looking Robert.
As timely as today's headlines, because not only is Bobby Mailman a good friend of ours, but he is addicted to OxyContin.
No, wait a minute. He's got more stuff than OxyContin.
Not.
Look at it. Robert, is this all, like, for your procedure?
Half of it is. The other half is diabetes, and the trick is not to mix them.
Yeah.
Okay, so Robert's got what I'm guessing is... what would you bring?
He always brings his pornography.
Can I see it for a second?
Sure. He brought a box of porno.
Wow. Robert brought...
It's like he's upgraded the porno this time.
He brought Black Power 2, Ebony Sweethearts,
Black Peppers,
Just Legal Black Girls, Neighborhood Hoes, Ginger Jam, 19 and Black... Black Effers, Volume 91, Black Effers, Stuff My Coochie.
Robert.
I got my swerve on, that Harlem Puzzy.
do you subscribe? Are you a part of like a porn
club?
A
connection up in New York.
Now, Robert, what is this one? This is, I don't speak Spanish. Can you speak Spanish?
No. This is just one. I got a Spanish guy, and he wants.
These are some of the hottest Latinas you've ever seen.
Oh, they're good.
Nice, big asses, tight puzzies and beautiful faces to number three on.
The only thing is...
These are the Mexicans you want to F.
Wow.
That's what it says.
They're all... The guys are all uncircumcised, you know.
Oh, God.
Mexicans, you know. Mexicans don't cut their stuff.
Right, so anyway, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing down the porno.
Hey,
good catch with your bad back. Sorry about
come
that.
Come on now.
Careful.
So how you doing today?
We're doing great, Robert. Good to see you.
You guys.
How are you, Robert?
I'm good as expected.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I had surgery last week.
You look different. Did you shave your beard off?
My beard off.
Yeah.
Would you take your glasses off just for a second? Hi, Warren.
I don't look like no Warren Sapp, man.
I'm telling
you. You look like Barney Rubble.
Yeah, okay, well, listen. It's a compliment. And
I don't know about all that.
If you called me Barney Rubble and said... And
dude's
said,
ass white. I don't like him.
You look so sweet and innocent without your beard.
Did you hear his comments?
What?
Did you hear the day that I...
Yeah, I heard.
Okay.
I was here.
Like, it wasn't out of your mouth that Warren Sapp, immediately he gets fined by something for the NFL, and he brings it down to slavery.
Sure.
Well, right away. I play the race card, you know. I play it sometimes, not a lot.
You play it
You
all,
play it a lot.
You play it all
You
the
exist
time.
Playing that card.
Not a lot.
You too. I'm not,
matter of fact, I want to tell you guys, I've noticed, I used to come on a lot more, but once I got into the racial thing... Kind of got backed off me, so I'm
What
did he just say?
He said what he said.
Oh, you don't understand my speaker? I said that before when I was talking about sex, I come on it almost every other week.
Right.
Now, when I talk about racism in America, you love it, but you kind of backed off of Mike over here. He doesn't like it.
I hate it.
Is it Robert, you can come on and talk about race or sex.
By the way, you look like you lost 500 pounds.
Are you finally giving me my props?
No, yeah, you lost about 500 pounds. Crap. Crap is gone, right?
You know, you're mean. You could give me a compliment. He hates me.
No, I love you.
Hate me, Robert.
I got a crap t-shirt, too. But
I
had back surgery last Friday.
You seem mellow.
Two days after my
last... He's on Rush Limbaugh pills.
Yeah.
2 days after my last appearance, I fell carrying mail. And I fell on my tailbone. Evidently, I had herniated disc, chip bone, but I kept working.
But you herniated the disc after the fall. That's what it all.
That's the cause.
All right.
And I kept working. You know, I didn't even file a claim. I'm a good guy.
You got to get Robert some headphones so he can hear this stuff.
Okay. So
I don't want to play these things and not hear.
What are you playing behind my back?
I'll play it for you again.
Falling sound.
Well, first off, I
pretty racially charged. Right?
First off, I played.
What were you playing? The N word behind my back?
No. When you came in.
I hate that song too.
Wait, what's happening?
You know you got that song, man.
And then when you mentioned that you had fallen down,
what's happening?
Put the headphones on. You said you fell down.
Okay, yeah.
I played that one, and then I've got this one. I'm just going to throw in from time to time.
Once again. A black man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. If everybody doesn't know, I'm a black man already.
And when you say something that's really good...
This is ghetto-licious. Yeah, okay.
I'm ready for you, Rob.
So I fell out on the route, kept on carrying mail, but the pain kept getting worse. So I finally went to the good old people at Kaiser, They gave me my first bottle of Percocet.
Uh-huh. Hey,
now what else do you have besides that? What else do you have
that's
besides
the first bottle I got right there?
This is the
Percocet.
Right, this is the Percocet.
The OxyContin.
Where's the OxyContin? That's the one I wanted to look at.
That's what that is.
Percocet is OxyContin?
Let's see.
No, Buzz? No, they're two separate drugs.
Coding.
Hold on.
That's what it says.
Let me call Joe in. Would you mind if Joe came in and referenced
it? Buzz, it says oxycodone.
Oxycodone is different than what we've been talking about.
Come in here and do a reference on Robert Spills.
GEN Percocet. Is that a different kind of Percocet?
Okay, but that's not hydrocodone, and it's not OxyContin. It's oxycodone.
Whoa. Settle down, everybody. I know everybody's very excited about this.
Crap!
Here is Joe, who's...
Take a look at that, Don. It's got Robert's middle name on it.
Oh, here we go. What's so funny about that?
Oh, I always do. I always do. You had a little bit of the Irish in you, Robert.
Not at all, Robert. Let me just say, you know what this
I'd like to say this is a new day for my relationship with Robert the Angry Mailman.
That's my middle name.
There's nothing funny about it. If there's nothing funny about it, would you mind if we said it?
Yes, I would.
Okay, then.
All right. It'll be our private joke.
You know what? Go ahead. I ain't scared of you. Go ahead. Wait, say the whole name.
No. See, I'd rather hold it against you. I'd rather play the name card. There'll be some time you and I are arguing, and I'll play the name card with you. Joe, here's the bottle that was just handed to me. I'll give it back to you. What does Robert have?
Don't need some mic.
Well, we've got some good stuff here. First, we'll start with the T3s, Tylenol with codeine, number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Those don't work.
No.
All right.
Don't put it in your pocket. What else, Joe?
Generic Vicodin, hydrocodone.
Mm-hmm. Can I see that one, Joe? That's one of Rush's.
Yeah. And of course with acetaminophen.
Of course.
Those put you to sleep.
Like what
those
does that mean?
Put you to sleep.
They don't.
Buy you a little bottle.
Joe, there's no need to open up Rush.
May I see the Vicodin,
please? I'm doing
one of my famous magic tricks.
Okay.
All right. What you got next? Where's the Rush?
Joe, let me see the Vicodin.
Oh.
Where is the Rush Limbaugh stuff?
Oh, 800. Oh, I don't know. We'll find them in a minute. Now we have 800 milligram Motrins, which is really just ibuprofen.
Right.
All right. What's
the 800 next? Milligrams are pretty good.
Right.
What's next?
That's an antidepressant right there.
We had one Rush one already.
Well, I'm not.
What other prescriptions have been doled out to?
So I don't take
RKA.
That's real funny. I knew somebody's going to do that.
Once again, a black man.
Oh, my God.
I got two Percocet. There's another one.
Hold on a second. While we're going through Robert's meds, here's a guy on the phone who has the clip of the guy saying the S word on Regis.
Ah.
Alan.
Yes.
Now, are we going to be able to hear this? I mean, because if he says S, how are we going to be able to hear that? You don't have it beeped out, do you?
No, he doesn't.
No, it's live.
All right, well, tell me when it's coming up, and I'll pot it down right when he says it.
Well, he tells the story where he starts a story and then about the FBI, and then he puts it right in.
All right, roll it, and if I don't get it, the delay will get it. Here's the guy saying the S word on Regis Philbin. Roll it. Alan?
Yeah. While they're going through the jungle. How in the world did he come here to New York?
Well, I'm actually...
Did you have a visa?
There's a funny story about that visa. I was in a hotel. We're shooting outside of Toronto. And they come to me in the hotel. It's like 6 in the morning. There's a knock on the door. It's like, FBI, pick up the phone, FBI. And I'm like, what the hell? I wake up and I'm all tired and that.
We had to hit the delays that you guys couldn't hear.
Outrageous.
But it's pretty funny because the guy just drops the S. Hey, that's good.
Like I said, S, the FBI.
That's good. Why do you have, I'm going to give you a prize, but why are you taping Regis and Kelly?
I just happened to be taping it while I was out.
Good man. What's your name?
Alan.
Alan, where are you from?
Arlington.
Alan, tickets for you to see David Bowie. Patriot Center, Sunday, September 2nd. Ooh. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Plus, you won. F you, Robert. Really?
F you.
What's wrong with David Bowie?
Hey, why don't you hook a brother up with some of the Chris Rock tickets?
Chris Rock tickets gone.
Oh, man.
They're all gone?
Nobody in the back can get a brother some Chris Rock tickets?
No, but I'll give you another great
I'll go to David Bowie.
I'll give you another prize just from our Whites Only file.
There you go.
Congratulations.
You get a clean sheet.
The $50 gift certificate to Ski Chalet. Let's face it.
Okay.
Brothers don't ski.
Yeah, that brother with a bad back, too.
Yeah. Get ready for winter at the Ski Chalet sale now in progress. Enjoy. Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Robert, let's go skiing.
Whatever.
All right, Joe, you've had time during that phone call to look at Robert's meds. What does he have?
Is it just me, or is anybody else getting itchy in here?
does he have the OxyContin?
Yes. No, he does not have the Contin.
And is the OxyContin the mother of all painkillers?
Yeah, sure. A lot of cancer patients get that.
All right.
Just Percocets and Vicodins.
Well, Robert, that might be the problem, that you're not getting the heavy-duty ones.
Well, they're not going to give me. They're not going to give anybody that stuff no more now that Rush has blown it for all of us.
Now, Robert, it seems to me, and you are certainly well within your rights to get pain medication. You've had back surgery. It seems to me, even though you don't have the Rush one, the baby blues, you got like, how many bottles do I count over there, Joe?
Six.
Joe.
Are the Vikings again, Robert?
Joe is visibly excited.
I'm going to the Boyd concert to sell my pills.
There you go. Joe is visibly excited.
He's drooling, yeah.
Joe, if you could have...
Is it hot in here?
Joe, if you could have any one of those...
Yeah, you only got one pill out of all those bottles.
Which
What's
would it
the
be?
One pill you're taking?
Which would it be? Joe's looking at them now.
He loves them. He's in love.
Make his decision.
It's a hard choice for Joe.
Here they are. But these are only 5 migs. If they were 7.5s, they'd be Cadillacs.
No,
but really, they're just Fords.
What are they?
These are the... 5 mg Vicodins.
Most,
and would those be the most addictive in the group, Joe?
Yeah, probably.
And Buzz, you didn't hear this, you don't have headphones on, Joe. Buzz said if you didn't like the dosage, if you thought the dosage was too low, you just double up.
I mean, if you're experienced, you're probably going to take 4 to 6 of these anyway just for an evening of pleasure.
Then get them away from me. Get them away from me,
Joe.
All right, thank you,
Robert.
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm going to kick his cane out from under him when he leaves.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
I miss Lisa.
She's up on the third floor.
Yeah. I'll go visit her after I
she
get
misses
out of
you.
Here.
Yeah, go.
So, Robert, the drug talk with Joe, that disturbs you a little bit.
Yeah, because I hate drugs.
You don't like being on all this stuff?
No, I'm on I took the diabetes pills one night and took some Percocet. My ass was laid out on the sofa. I couldn't move.
All right, then, Robert, you're taking these pain pills right now.
Yeah.
How do you think it's possible that Rush Limbaugh would take 30 of these a day and still be able to function and do a radio show?
I don't see how I could do it. Yeah. I take 3 and I'm out. I took a Vicodin last night and I was out for 12 hours.
Wow!
I took a perk this morning, about 8. But if I took one at noon, I wouldn't be here. I'd be asleep.
You know, that is what I don't get. I mean, no matter what your tolerance,
everybody,
especially with that act, how could he possibly do that kind of pompous ass show he does with any medication? And because it's always so, here I am as a cabbage.
But you build up a tolerance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
The more you use, the more you want to use. The more you need to use.
What's the most you've ever taken? Joe looked at that and said he would take 6.
Four to 6 for a nice evening.
You're not supposed to mix Percocet and Vicodin in there.
No, you're not. But when I was taking Vicodin after my surgery, I would have 2 every 4 hours.
Hey,
yeah.
There you go.
And did you find
that's
that,
right?
Did you find that at the end of that string you began to take more and more?
No. I mean, I held to that, but I found that it was hard to stop once it was time to stop.
Well, I told you the story about when I was in the hospital and I was at liquid Demerol, which is a painkiller.
The Elvis.
And I had no stomach pain at all, and the doctor checked me out. He said, well, we're going to take you off this. They forgot to take it out at about 6 o'clock. It was like, well, it's cocktail hour, and I gave myself a shot anyway.
Here once again is Joe.
That's funny. My dosage was 2 every 30 minutes.
Oh, God.
And he had no surgery.
Get out of here. So what would your message to Rush Limbaugh be? Don't
okay.
say the word. You can say you can say FM. You just can't drop the real word.
I'm sorry.
Drop the ball.
Rush, good.
Pop his ass white. It's good for you. I'm glad. And this, by the way, the McNabb statement, that's not the first time he's said racist stuff. I actually listened to him a couple of times.
Yeah.
Doesn't like Native Americans, doesn't like blacks, you know. Doesn't like anybody, man.
Robert, he's
just an ass.
If you could comment on the possibility that, you know, they've talked about the amount of pills that were involved in this would perhaps land Rush in prison. What are your thoughts on that?
I think he should go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if any brother on the street, you know how they do. They have the cop shows where they got 20 cops breaking into the poor black people's house. And they find 20 cents worth of coke in the baby's Pampers.
and everybody gets arrested, right? I'm not lying.
That's exactly what it is.
It's all right, white ass news.
And I want to tell you, I've dabbled in that, and I want to say, you get your 20 cents worth. Mm-hmm. You go out to a guy, and you say, I got a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you 20 cents worth of coke, and you get a nickel back.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, but Robert, in fairness to cops,
what I'm saying,
there are a lot of white guys with their shirts off on cops.
I know it's not what you're saying.
I mean, all the overtime, all the cops, you know, they come in with the SWAT team and blow down the door and sticking guns in everybody's face.
It was Robert,
everybody goes to jail.
The original question
if you
was...
If you're rich and you're white and you have a problem, you know, thousands of pills that are illegal... His ass should go to jail, just like everybody else.
Real jail.
Real jail.
Right.
Where he gets his ass busted, you know, he's somebody's bitch. Yeah.
You know that idea appeals to me. That's what listen, now, this is my friend, and he's protecting me.
All right, Robert is a lightning rod. Let's take some phone calls.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
There we go.
Some phone calls. These are unscreen calls for Robert the Angry Mailman. Hello.
About my monogamous relationship.
Don and Mike Show. We're here with Bobby Mailman. Hello.
Monotonous relationship.
We'll be glad to talk about that with you, Robert.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it.
Don and Mike.
I don't see how you do it.
Hey!
And Bobby.
Hello?
Call me Bobby.
Yes, hello.
My name is Robert.
Somebody needs to tell them that these OxyContins, 40 milligrams, are like 3 times the Vicodin.
Well, somebody I think you're doing it, you dumb whore.
Oh, my God.
Robert.
Now, Robert, she didn't attack you personally.
Next. She just said something. Oh, next.
Whatever.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on with Bobby Mailman.
Robert the Mailman.
Mike, how you guys doing?
I don't like ho.
How about Bob?
Robert. My name is Robert.
How about Rob? How about Rob?
Robert.
Bobby. Like Bobby De Niro.
No. Robert.
Okay.
I don't like Bobby. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Come on, with it. Come on, bring it.
You know, you're
I'm not going to say it. Okay, that's what Rob wrote.
Whatever.
What's that? Let me see.
I'm not going to say it.
Go ahead. You can say whatever you want.
No, I'm not, Robert.
You can say whatever you want.
I know I can, and I'm not.
Have you thought about just, and I'm not going to say anything, but have you thought about dropping your last name and just using the middle name?
No.
All right.
Have you thought about getting a relationship with a woman and stop whining every other goddamn day?
I have thought about it.
I listen 4 hours a day. I got 2 4-hour club memberships.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don't get me started with the...
Hello, John and Mike.
Yeah, you know, if you get the black people off their asses and get to work and get up like the white...
There you
Robert,
go.
Robert, you cannot drop the F-bomb no matter how stupid a caller is.
I'm sorry. No. F you. I got 2 full-time jobs. I make great money, and I hate sitting at home.
Hello.
Despite what that white man just said.
Right. Don and Mike.
Oh, once again, a black man.
Hello,
I
Don
hate
and Mike.
Stereotyping me, man, because I work my ass off.
You're on the air.
I had 2 jobs to call in to
with our friend, Bobby.
Okay, I'm Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, hello, Jack.
I gave him the out. Hey, and if you're, I don't like
you know what? If you're rich and you're black, and get away with murder. Just go ask OJ.
Whoa, hold up.
Hold up.
OJ ain't the first person to kill people and get away with it. There's a white man in Texas, and I got to find his name because I knew somebody was going to come
up
with
it. There's a lot of white men in Texas.
There's a white man, rich white boy, his wife and her new lover, and he got away with it, too. So don't start with OJ. Okay, tell me. Hey, and white boys like you've been killing black people
for
hundreds of years, getting away with it.
I like having Bobby on the show.
I love it.
Bobby was going to come on the show to talk about the Rush Limbaugh pills.
Are we going to take some more calls for him?
We got a break.
Can he stay for more calls?
Yeah, absolutely. I want him to do the Craig Wilson bid today.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Turn your radio down. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hey, I was just saying, you're a big winner if you take those pills anyways.
What?
That's Joe's brother.
You're mumbling. What'd you say?
What about those pills?
I say, Robert, if you're taking OxyContin, you're a big puss.
You're a big puss. Well, Robert had back surgery.
I had back surgery.
Bobby's back.
Quit whining.
I tell you what, I feel good enough to kick your ass.
Okay.
So come on down.
Don
and I'll hit you with my cane.
Hello, Don and Mike. We're here with Bob, the Bobster.
You know, actually...
Bobcat. We're here with Bobcat Mailman.
Okay, give me a fake name, because you got a fake name, Geronimo. Yeah, you look real Indian.
Hello?
Well, it's well known that my real name is Mike Source. The thing is...
And that's boring.
And you don't want...
boring.
But you don't want your real name on the radio.
You can say whatever you want. Okay?
No, I
would tell you why you shouldn't use my name. Okay, it's a riddle. It's not funny. But I'll tell you why it's not good to use my whole name.
Why?
Okay, what does Cheryl the Big Dyke have? Homo Joe have, and I just got it.
AIDS? No. I'm kidding. I don't know.
I can't say it on the air, but it's something that they have, I just got. You notice they're not on the show that much anymore.
Hold on, wait.
And I talked to Cheryl, and she told me that.
I don't get... It's out in left field.
They didn't tell you, but I know.
Explain yourself. What is going on?
Stalkers? Okay. Do they have stalkers?
No, but they work in the government. Put it like that.
Okay.
Sensitive jobs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's it. They have sensitive jobs,
right,
and you have a sensitive job.
Right.
Okay. So is your point that...
Remember I bought you hats and T-shirts?
Wait a minute. Is your point that Homo Jones show will be, they have those names so they can protect their identity.
Exactly.
I understand.
Damn.
All right, that's all.
He uses my whole name.
And we respect that.
That's okay. No, don't feel bad about it.
I don't.
Don't use my whole name so I get fired.
I don't. Well, if you don't want to get fired, don't come down to a radio show.
I can't get fired now.
Do you know what?
I passed the...
Do you know what would help? I think really what would help is just dropping the last name and we simply use your middle name.
But you dropped that loud ass shirt.
Oh, man, you know what?
If he cowboy boots, blue jeans, and a red T-shirt with a leather jacket.
Hey, Bobby, hold on.
All you need is a cigarette rolled up in your sleeve, jerk.
Hey, Bobby, I'm going to write this down. I'm not going to say
it.
Hey, you tell me if this is funny or not.
Robert,
if you dropped your first name and went with just your middle name,
then everybody
you could be referred to as... Now, how funny.
That's real funny.
Is that
real
funny?
Real funny.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Ha, ha. Robert, that's funny.
I've heard it before.
Well, I've never known your middle name before. So there's a reason why.
Because as soon as I gave you my last name, you used it on the air.
Yes, you did. All right, what if I promise you now never to use your last name again,
sir,
as long as I can use your middle
name? False. Bosses?
Oh, yeah.
Boss.
Oh,
and Don's and Michael's?
We're going to go down this road now. Yeah.
Let me explain myself.
Oh, yeah, robots, you tell me what's going on with you now.
Hold on there, sir.
Hold on a second.
The white man can do whatever he wants to do to me. Hold on.
The white man is having...
I'm sorry. Yeah, I heard. I need a watermelon. I was on the way here and heard the show. I want a big watermelon. Don't act like I'm innocent. I want a big watermelon, like you all liberal. And
that's funny.
Oh yeah, real funny to that contact.
Yes, it is funny. Yes. It is funny, Robert. Yeah, it is funny to look back at how sad we used to be as a culture.
You know what I don't understand about
you? We're making a statement, Robert.
You guys play that liberal role, but we know what you two laugh about behind our backs. Now, believe me, I listen every day. 5 hours a day.
You think you know.
Rob, with the Nazi stuff.
Right.
Hey, behind the scenes, America, I've given him Nazi books for his kids, and he's kept them. That's not... Am I lying, Rob?
He's the lightning rod. He's controversial.
I've given
Robert.
Rob Nazi books for his children, and he's kept them. And
let me just see. Is the guy still on the phone? Are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah?
What is that?
You know what it is.
I have no idea what that is. Do you know what it is, Robert? What is it?
It's a black man banging his mother.
What?
That's her head banging against the headboard.
What is it?
It's a gun.
Yeah, it's supposed to be gunfire.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Joining us now is the aforementioned Homo Joe.
Homo. Oh,
Homo Joe.
Homo Joe here, darling.
Hi, Joe. Brother.
Robert, the angry mailman.
Thank you. That's my proper name.
Now, listen, Joe...
The post office knows.
Joe, Robert Mailman, Bobby Mailman, brought up your name.
Yeah,
he said that he doesn't want his name used for the same reason that you and Cheryl don't, and I was unaware of this.
Cheryl told me what the what was.
Because of security clearances.
That's right. Just this one time, I think we should actually, mention that Homo Joe's real name is Bond. James Bond.
Joe Bond.
So, no, it's the ex-governor's last name,
Oh, the ex-governor's
last
name.
Hey, Homo. Homo.
Yes.
I just got what you got. I just got the TSS.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good
man. So
you.
I'm trying to tell these gentlemen I can continue on the show.
Say the TSS, and I think it's the testicular sac syndrome. I don't know.
Okay, as far as you're concerned, Mr. Non-College, that's what it is.
Then give me this, though. The Mr. Non-College that's sitting on this side of the...
Oh, well, you make your money. I make more money than anybody else in here except you two. So how about that, pal? Now, I'm number three. Okay, I make more than Rob Day and Charlie. You want to get my W-2s? Come on, pal.
No doubt.
Bring it on.
It's like Mike said, the James Bond theory,
Yeah. All right, you guys, I think we should just let everyone know that these two gentlemen are spies.
There you go.
There they go.
Oh, Charlie, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say anything about your salary, Charlie. I didn't mean to disparage your salary.
Here comes
We just got a 3% raise.
Yeah, right.
Very true.
You making six figures, Jack? Because you sure don't dress the part.
Oh, wow. He's got some for everybody. He's got some love for everybody.
You do make six figures, and look how you dress.
I got to cut back, bitch. I'd have been here with a suit on. And I'll bring a suit tomorrow, asswipe.
Robert, you really want to get in him?
Robert's ramping up now. He's
when he comes back in. Hey, Charlie, come here for a minute.
Robert.
All right. Hey, Charlie.
Charlie, come on back in here for a second.
Could you come in here, please? We got to hit our break.
Look at the belly. Damn.
Oh, well.
It's starting to look like Mike over here.
Hey! Come on!
All right, we got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Two solid men who work with their hands for ye.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We're still not giving away the $5,500 LASIK eye procedure from Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates. Do it on today's show. We had a moment here as we were going back on the air. Robert, why don't you tell everybody what just happened? Oh, hold on. There you go. Oh, hold on. There you go.
Mr. Joe came back in the studio and was looking through the pornography, which I would gladly give him one. And then he picked up a bottle of pills and was like, yo, man, this, that, the other. And I was like, Joe, do you really take this stuff? He's like, of course. I said, do you drink when you take this? Yeah, man, just sit there and stare at the wall.
Joe,
I was like,
bothered you, didn't it?
I had to slap it out of his hand, literally. Get out of here, man.
Joe was hovering over the pills. Well, he was very interested.
We started to fight over the pills.
It was maybe one of the funniest things off air ever, as Joe would pick up the bottles and go,
yeah, almost slobbering on them.
You really don't need all
don't
these.
Need these, dude.
You
don't need
these aren't going to do anything for you. And then he looked at me and he went, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, help me, though. Remember we used to call Joe Sweet Doughy-Headed Joe? That is easily the most assertive I've ever seen.
Joe.
Yeah, I slapped it out of his hands. America.
He really wanted some of those pills.
He did. Never. Licking his lip.
All right, listen, Robert, I want to give you, this is unprecedented, and I'm sure our ratings will be awful today, but I'm thinking about giving you three breaks.
Wow.
Okay. Maybe if you do what I ask here.
Okay.
Now, if you be good here.
Yes, master.
Now you.
I'm listening, master.
Now you do a good minstrel show for us here.
Oh, you want some soft shoes? Come on now, hold up.
And then we come.
Don't hurt your back, Robert.
We come back from the next break.
The next break?
You can. I want to hear about your monogamous relationship with David's mama.
Monogamous relationship, okay.
Right. Now, we do a bit on Wednesday with Craig Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
this week, the column is not exactly what we're looking for. Robert, I'd like you to read it. I wouldn't mind if you just read it in your regular voice.
Okay.
You don't have to read it in with the...
Oh, you mean he can't do it like affected a little bit?
If he'd like to.
Robert, which way? Will we get the real Robert or the affected Robert?
I'll come in and out of it. How about
very
that?
Very good. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Mike and I will do the intro.
Very good.
From the pages of the UFA today. The final word. Hi, Craig Wilson.
Boomers have all gone to look for a familiar America.
I'm with Bobby.
Although many probably will disagree with me, I think music is often the great divider, not unifier of people. When I was growing up, music caused more discord than harmony in the Wilson household. None of us was on the same note at the same time, let alone in the same key. My brother's favorite song, for instance, was Gene Chandler's Duke of Earl. And I still remember sitting in the den on that fateful Sunday night in 1964 when the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. My grandfather was over for the weekend roast beef dinner. Dessert was a dissertation on how the world was going to hell in a handbasket. When the Beatles finally finished their five songs,
incidentally, you're hearing Robert outdo his fag voice.
I enjoy this. Yeah.
When the Beatles finished their five song set, he declared the performance of the Western civilization as we know it was promptly left shaking his head on his way out the door. Gibberish was the word I think he used. Maybe it was something tad earthier. My parents did not disagree.
whenever they heard the new stuff, they declared it as nothing pure but sanctimonious. But whenever my father would listen to the big band show on WHAM from Rochester, New York, something from the Glenn Miller Orchestra, perhaps he'd always remark, "Now that's music."
Now, Robert, if I could just offer a brief constructive critique here. You try to get gayer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, okay. Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Rosemary Clooney, this kind of people.
There you go. And Robert,
yes.
Hold on, let me just. It's like this.
Okay.
Everything is like, Mike, wouldn't you agree that the S's are really like Cindy Brady?
Well, I think
they're too butch. I put too much manliness in
it. I think it's too butch. I think he's got to be just a little bit
more
lighthearted.
Let me calm down because, you know.
Get in touch with your gay side, Robert.
Okay. Right. Hold on to your cane.
Let me breathe.
Robert Mailman and all of his pills.
I'm bent over.
You're listening to The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
Look at all those pills that Joe
wanted simultaneously.
Think about those pills that Joe wanted. That was just a silliest thing.
Hold your man's hand. Oh, DuPont Circle.
Okay, so you ready?
Okay.
Okay, your father would listen to the big band show on WHAM in Rochester. Now that's music.
Frank Sinatra. Tony Bennett. Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, God.
Those were his kind of people. Happily left. Those kind of people.
I just sound like Michael Jackson.
Well, he's gay.
Yeah.
I happily left those kind of people behind and went off to college, where Janis Joplin begged the Lord for Mercedes Benz. And the Rolling Stones warned me that I couldn't always get what I wanted. Not that I wanted them at that time.
That's interesting.
But it was Simon and Garfunkel who defined my college years more than any other group. They were comforting voices in a weary, uncomfortable time. I remember reading in my dorm room, snow falling outside, their voices always playing in the background. Although the hipper guys on my floor were on into Mike and his boys.
Oh, Mick
and his boys, more into Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. I knew that I wasn't alone. One of my most vivid memories is of the kid down the hall who played Bridge Over Troubled Waters for days. He just broke up with his girlfriend back home. Obviously, he thought the song would mend a broken heart. Maybe it did. I knew that grieving was over when other songs began seeping under the door. Cecilia.
Hold on, Robert. This is Cecilia. Very good.
Play on, baby.
Cecilia.
Seeping under the door.
Cecilia. Okay, all right, you can move on now.
The Boxer. Sounds of Silence. Bookends. Scarborough Fair.
Oh, dear.
Simon and Garfunkel had reunited after a long estrangement. Traveling the country in what is being billed as the Old Friends Tour. They're in Columbus, Ohio tonight. They come to Washington, D.C. in December. I brought a ticket the other day. It cost more than the monthly rent of my first apartment. But it wasn't even one of the best seats. Those were gone 5 minutes after the tickets went on sale. But I had no doubt that it would be worth every cent, even if I need binoculars. I always know who will be there with me when I reach section 204, row F, seat 14.
Wow.
Thousands of me, middle-aged men and women, looking to recapture the sliver of the late 60s. Homeward Bound, if only for a while.
The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
Robert, I was captivated.
Today read by Robert the Angry Mailman. Robert, tell us something.
Yes.
Now that you,
a little Jiminy Glick there.
Now that you've
Robert,
done,
tell us something.
Yes.
Now that you've done this extraordinary bit that we do that crosses all sexual boundaries.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel like telling you about my only gay experience.
Oh, my God.
Did you really have a gay experience, Robert?
It was more of a molestation, but there was sex act involved.
Wow. Oh, dear.
Hold on, let me slip into my hetero voice for a moment.
Yeah. He drops these surprises.
Robert, you were touched as a small boy.
Okay, do you really want to hear a story, sir?
Yes.
This is a quick one.
Yeah,
yes,
sure.
Very quick.
Sure.
I was about 10 years old, and you know how your parents have those friends that you don't really know?
Right.
But they get together from time to time.
Sure.
In this particular time, drinking and laughing got a little late, so we ended up spending the night. I'm in the bed with their son, mm-hmm. who I don't know. So I'm at the edge of the bed and trying to get to sleep. I'm not comfortable, obviously, sleeping in the bed with a teenager. I'm 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I put this delicately?
Are these white folk or black folk you're with?
This is black folk back in L.A.
Black folk, okay. You
want to drop into that mode?
Well, right. No, I'm just curious, trying to get the picture in my mind that you're in bed with a young teenage black kid and...
And
you're a young teenage black kid.
No, I was a child.
Ten.
You're
right.
Ten.
I was 10 or younger.
How old is
14, 15.
He's 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get to sleep.
I'm trying to get to sleep in an uncomfortable mood, you know, because I've never had a sleepover like this. And then when you did, you never slept in the same bed unless, you know, cousins or something.
Right.
Right. Right.
And all of a sudden, I feel this thing on my back.
Oh.
And turns out. Dude is rubbing his thing on my back.
Yeah. This is ghetto-licious.
Oh, my.
Now, you know, I'm feeling something's wrong. Obviously, I'm feeling something's wrong, but
right.
I'm too young to know
right.
that just turn around and punch the guy in the mouth. So I'm petrified. He just continues to rub his thing up and down my back.
And how did the date end?
He didn't call.
God.
But yeah, I mean, what I turned around and I was like, "Look, home, you know,
right.
cut it out, you know, whatever your
so
problem."
So did he stop when he called?
Yeah, Robert, was he aroused?
Yeah, he was. How can I tell? It was just
how was breakfast the next morning?
Eggs.
Did you mention to your parents or to his parents?
Never brought it up.
Yeah,
never. It's one of those things I blanked out.
Yeah,
you know, because
that's the way those things go down.
You don't want to talk about it, but that was my only.
Wow. Never
and I consider it's not a sexual experience. It's more of a molestation.
And listen, I know you're not ready for this, but here's the funny part. That boy
yeah.
grew up to be a very successful man.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He did. The guy who did this to Robert, the guy that put his thing on Robert.
Where are you going?
And you're never going to believe where he works.
Where does he work?
Right here.
Oh, my God.
So get ready to face your... You're the accuser.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready to face the assault.
No, this is Carl Farley. I'm away from my
no.
right now. Please leave a message. I'll be sure to call you back.
It is him. You effing bastard.
Oh, no.
You got your deal.
No,
once again,
we need black man.
No, no, no. Stop it.
Every day, stop you it. Ass wipes.
Stop it.
You rape me.
Oh, stop it.
You rape me.
Oh, my God.
And I love you, Robert. That's why I love you.
You rape me.
That's why I...
And I've never been right since.
He yeah. goes all the way with it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Those aren't pillows.
Oh, God.
All right, we got a break.
Wow.
That's why I love you, Bobby. He raped me. You knew exactly where to go.
Yeah, I'm happy I can please you.
That man raped me. Well, now, you have shown us a new side,
yes.
so to speak.
Yeah, I showed him the new side. I just told you about it.
Right.
Don't get no ideas out there, America. I'm all man.
Let me just say, for those who like myself, Mike, Buzz, Rob, everybody here,
mm-hmm.
love having Bobby on the show.
Amen.
We're going to have him for another break. For those of you that hate him, he's only going to be on for another break.
Yeah. Are we going to explore the current sexual relationship with Robert, the monotony?
Yes, we are.
Monotonous relationship.
Yes, we are. With Robert, with Bobby, and Baby's mama.
Always kind of.
No, Baby's mama. This is a different one.
It's a different one. Well,
brand new one.
And have you settled down?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. And he sounds happy about it.
Yeah,
grow.
Ecstatic.
Let me make a very quick call to see if the manager is here. If the manager's not here, we'll move on. I think this is the type of thing I should report.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Carl,
you have someone on your staff.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you calling?
Alan.
Alan Minewood.
Alan, Don and Mike.
You have a rapist in the building, Alan.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Bye, Alan.
Who's it?
<We'll be right back. laughs>
The Don and Mike Show.
How great is that?
May I help you, sir?
How
much for an order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Okay, let me get one.
Right on. One order. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, because pour in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl Wan. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Someone call for a doctor? Because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Someone call for a doctor?
Right. We're here with Bobby Mailman, who's now going to tell us, and we've certainly heard lots of stories from Robert the Mailman, Angry Mailman, over the years, about baby's mama. There was the baby's mama in Georgia. There was the baby's mama in Tampa.
Robert gets around a little bit.
And for a while, for whatever reason, I'm still not sure on this, hair was being used as some type of condom.
Yeah, it's strange.
Birth control, it was a...
You want me to explain that quickly?
Yeah.
Hair. Okay. Sure. The hair I use for protection, either the hair, the public hair,
yeah,
uh-huh, or the hair on the head. I will pull out and cut loose on either one.
Jesus.
Okay, so...
Or their back, it's or their face.
It's getting a little odd.
So Robert has had many different women, lots of babies, mamas, and now there is one woman.
And then there was one.
And then there is one woman, and how long have you been involved with her?
About 4 months, America. I have been in a monotonous relationship with this young lady. She's as me and...
Now, was it always monotonous, or was it...
It's getting there.
Right. Yeah.
And you know how it is. Me and Mike were commiserating about our current situations, and he loves his... He's in a relationship, kind of.
No, I'm dating. I'm out there dating, right?
Well, I'm dating. Just
he's out there getting it done.
Yeah.
You know what? I was telling Robert that, when you're in a committed relationship, it's got good things, and when you're single and you're around, it's got good things.
Mm-hmm.
But Robert is saying this woman is reading books about how to please him.
Yeah. Hmm. 101 ways, sexual pleasure, and all that stuff.
Oh, that'll wear off. What I mean, Robert, is if you're with this woman for any amount of time, that's going to end.
But let me get one thing.
You're in the honeymoon.
She's a nice lady. She's a nice lady. But, you know, I'm used to being single and doing what the F I want to do.
Right.
Right.
And when you're in a committed relationship, emphasis on committed, you have to think of the other person.
It's called you got to compromise, Robert.
Well, as long as I ain't got to give my balls up like some people in the room constantly do.
Oh, you think I'd give my balls up?
I didn't say any names. I just said some people in this room. And
well, Robert, how's this going? How is this relationship going?
Because
I think I'm reading between the lines. You seem pleased.
I'm happy. Part of me is happy. I'm not happy.
Yeah, he's not happy.
You know what it is?
It's the honeymoon phase. Mm-hmm. It's that part where she's letting you be the way that you want to be.
Yeah, she knows she's not going to change me. She said that already. But
hey, but listen, Robert, now, and this is not on the radio BS. Here's where you're going to know if this is real. I swear to Christ. If you get to the point with her where she realizes she cannot change you, but she will just accept you the way that you are, then you got it made. And if that
Don, in your humble estimation, how long does that take?
Between 15 and 20 years.
That ain't going to happen, pal. 15, 20 years, nah, you get less time for murder.
That's right. You know, and really, let me get my cunny honey on the phone.
I've never talked to her before.
She will tell you, and this will be interesting for Frida.
Yeah.
Chatting to a black man.
Yeah.
She doesn't get a chance
to hold her purse.
This,
tell her to hold her
once
purse.
Once again, a black man.
I've never spoken to the lovely Mrs.
Do you think she's cowering in the corner right now, afraid to answer the phone?
Probably got 911 down.
I know where she is. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Honey, a nigger called me today.
Oh, God.
Robert.
That's another great double standard that black guys can use the N-word, mm-hmm. white guys can't.
You can use the N-word if you want to.
No,
you don't want to.
You know, that makes me uncomfortable, dude.
Why?
Because it's
hello?
Baby. Hey, baby.
Yes, Sugar Bear.
Why, hello there.
listen, Robert is here with us, and here's a serious question. And I think this is a compliment to you and a testament to our relationship. We've been married 22 years.
Hello, Miss Source.
Hello, Robert.
Thanks
How are
for
you
blowing,
feeling poorly?
Thanks for blowing my real name, Robert.
Okay.
Listen, here's the question.
Sorry.
At what point, how many years were we married before you decided, you finally realized, to stop trying to change me, to just deal with me as I am? How many years? Seriously.
Probably 10.
Hey, Frida.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What was the thing about a year or 6 months ago about changing his look, him losing weight, possibly dyeing his hair?
No, Frida wanted me to dye the gray.
Yeah, I remember.
I just said he... I never... And I'll tell you this. I don't get him to lose weight because I know... You know, I'm not stupid. It only took me 10 years to figure out, oh, I could nag him and it doesn't do any good. So when he lost weight, he did it for himself, or he did it because the doctor told him that it would help his back.
So he's not sloppy fat? Like when he rolls over on you, doesn't look like a dirty bastard? From, you know.
Honey, you tell him the truth. You were with my naked body recently. What do you think?
I enjoy being able to wrap my arms around him better than I ever could.
Yeah,
he lost
about 80, 90 pounds. He was really fat a little while ago.
I have lost almost 70, to
be
honest.
But he still got a little ways to go, doesn't he, Frida?
Well, we all do.
You know,
discussion.
Yeah, Robert, what you're trying to do is trying to get her to turn on me, and I'm
not me, pal. No, it's not me, bro.
Listen, bro, I'll tell you something. You stick with her for 10 years, and here it is from the man's standpoint. For 10 years, you put up with the crap. Then you find out if she really loves you. At some point, you say to her, you know, whatever it is, I run the TV too loud, I change the channels too often, I barricade myself in my house on Sunday to watch football, I dress like a 13-year-old, whatever it is, you finally say, and this the greatest line ever is from Jerry Maguire, where he says, these are the ABCs of me. I have used that line on my wife so many times. I just say, you know what you're getting right now? You're getting the 9.0 version of me. This is the best possible version of me you're going to get, and if this is not good enough,
then I'm gone. If it weren't good enough, I'd be gone. But I'm not going to change him, and I'm too busy. And until I'm perfect, I got my own stuff to work on. And the thing you tell me that's true, work on yourself. And so that's what I do.
And Robert, hold on. No, don't take your headphones off because my wife has an annoying voice. You should have heard what she just said. What she just said was very important, and what you say to your woman when she gives you. And this is what I say to my wife now. I swear to Christ I say this. I say, why are you busting my boss? Why don't you work on yourself?
You know what I tell my old lady now that I have one?
What?
I say, if you don't like it, there are plenty of brothers out there that'll sit in your house, ass in your bed, eat your food, wear a wife beater, beat your ass, and probably shoot you. If you want that, go. You know, I have to. I work.
So what you're saying is it's positive motivation.
Right. I have two full-time jobs. Work comes first. You know, I'm playing the dragon for myself.
So if you don't want to be with me, there are lots of guys who would like to beat you and kill you.
Right. And you read about them every day. You read about these dudes that they beat their wives and hurt them and slap them, disrespect them. I don't do that.
Yeah, they don't have to stick to this.
Hey, Frida, has there ever been a point where you were going to walk out on Don?
Oh, there have been many times.
Take away the money.
He's fucking the balance. I mean, but
Robert, we separated. We've been married 22 years. We separated twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that before or after Bart?
One before and one after.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
my
when,
God.
Now, when we separated
right,
after Bart.
Go, boys.
Right, bye, baby.
I'll talk to you later. Good luck.
But I'll tell you
bye, Miss Source.
Oh, shut up. When we did separate briefly after Bart, I bought a house. One house away from the house I had been living in. I did, because I didn't want to be away from... Now, what's funny about that?
It's just funny. Yeah, he had enough money to buy a house next door to your estranged wife and son.
Yes.
That's funny.
I did. I'm sorry.
I mean, normal people, during my divorce, I moved into the basement because I couldn't afford to live
in the basement. You know why it worked out like that? Because I'm white.
And you had money.
And you're black and you don't have
and
any.
I'm poor, yeah.
That's right. That's well. And Robert,
color.
That's,
you can say color.
That's in the rule.
You started to say color.
You know, I'm really
to say
color. I'm really this silent on the show, but I'm just just totally enjoying this.
Fascinating.
I just wanted to pass that along.
I got to admit, though. I did say something about this get-up your boy got on.
Yeah?
The cowboy boots.
Oh,
with the jeans.
Mike's.
The red Bama ass shirt.
And don't forget...
The leather. And a chain. He's wearing a chain, America.
I
a
am.
Gold chain.
Mike has a... It's a silver
platinum.
Chain.
Mike has a silver chain around his neck.
Titanium.
Yeah, okay. It's actually white gold.
Outside. It's outside his shirt.
Right.
Mike's wearing
I didn't know that. You know what? That's not me.
Any tattoos? You know?
No tats, but look at that man across the way. Look at the man you're looking at when you spell. I am the only member of this group that is not tattooed.
I have a tat.
Yeah, Batman logo. How gay is that?
Excuse me.
Now, wait a minute. Can you finish? Let me have him finish. So what was your point? You were starting to do
Mike's
thing.
Get up.
My outfit. You were commenting on my look.
You know, I love you, man. You're a great
guy.
Yeah,
right back at you. You know that.
But you're kind of pushing it today, man, with the cowboy boots and...
Right.
You know how you sit in the... Oh, you know.
With my feet up.
Your feet up.
I know.
You know,
the boots are way up there, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, so...
Whatever.
Okay. All right.
But, you're kind of pushing it today.
So you think I'm overdoing it a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I hope you don't wear sunglasses out of here.
I will probably.
Robert, listen, the lady. You've been with her 4 months. How committed are you? Have you told her that you love her?
Huh?
Have you told her that you love her?
Come again?
Hey, listen, pussy. Have you told her? Have you told her that you love
her? Answer the question, Robert.
Yes, I told her I love her. However. However, in the beginning of a relationship, I let her know up front. I'm not getting married again.
Hey,
I've been married. I ain't doing it. All right?
Be cool.
Look at Mike. You know,
does he look like a Bama?
Those are...
I bet you Rick Deese wears the same get-up in the morning.
those are wacky sunglasses.
Yeah.
Where did you get those?
I'll give you three guesses as to what city I got these in.
Los Angeles or Las Vegas?
Las Vegas. Very good. You got it on the first go-round.
I would have said Frisco myself.
Thank you, bro. Hey, come on now.
All right, Robert, listen, before I kick you out of here. You're in a...
monogamous relationship.
A monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
4 months.
Yeah. Haven't had sex with anybody else.
With nobody else.
No. Wow. And don't plan on it either.
Okay. How about you come back, my goodness, before Christmas.
Okay.
And you report on your relationship.
And I'm back.
And would you like to not
and
be
your
a,
addiction to OxyContin.
Would you like to be a non-tough guy for just a moment and say something nice about the woman? I don't think I've heard that yet.
She's a lovely lady. Very intelligent. Good job. She's nice. And like I said, she is reading up on how to keep me happy. She can't cook worth a damn, but I'm a gourmet cook. So she's a wonderful lady. She's actually very nice.
It'd be tough cooking for Robert because you are a good cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, next time I'll bring some lasagna and I can't lift the pan. Right.
You're on your way to being pussy whipped.
No.
You're on your way to
not you. I'm not you.
I haven't heard anything to make me feel any different.
I tell you, I make fun of Mike, and Mike knows I love him, but you on the radio sometimes when Frida's busting your balls?
Yeah.
It is probably the most sickening thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's called reality, dude.
Yeah, I understand.
And you know what? You can
for you.
You can live, you can live your life.
Married. That's why I'm not married, because I would not. Number one, my wife wouldn't be in charge of the checking account. F that, okay? I don't know what the hell is your problem.
I'm bad with money.
Bills. You can't pay your own bills.
No.
You know, that's pathetic.
My wife pays.
Pathetic.
I'm pathetic because my wife pays my bills?
You know what this is? This is a pattern.
Right. Your wife doesn't work.
This is a pattern.
You're in charge of the money. That's your money.
You can never let Robert know that his time is almost up because he will do this.
No. He's calling me. I'm on the way to get pussy with
you.
I will break up with any woman who thinks I'm going to get pussy with
Listen, if you aren't.
Okay.
Robert, here you go. Prove to me you're not pussy whipped. Break up with this woman right now.
Why? Because you dare me? That's not a good reason.
So you're pussy whipped.
I'm not pussy whipped.
You're love pussy whipped.
I'm not pussy
whipped. Robert, love pussy whipped.
Don, don't let me try to get the handcuffs off of your balls.
Listen.
Okay, pal? Don't let me try to find the key in Frida's purse for your balls.
Robert, listen.
Please.
I admit it.
Honey, can I have $200 to go to Atlantic City? Pussy whipped. Pathetic. Pussy whip.
Wow.
And you have 200. I'm a millionaire.
And you are
I'm a millionaire.
And you are
I'm a millionaire.
You are.
Can I have $200 to go to Atlantic City?
You are on your way.
Did you not say that on the air?
Yes. You are on your way to being pussy whip.
You are pussy whip, pal.
You are, listen.
Honey, put money in my account so I can get gas in my goddamn SUV.
You're on the way.
Pussy whip.
You're on the way
you're
to being
pussy whipped.
You're on the way.
No way, pal. I
you're
got
on
no
the way.
Second account.
Get out of here.
Robert, always a pleasure.
Have a nice evening, son.
All right.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Take care, Robert.
There he goes.
Hope you feel better. Hope your back gets better.
Yeah, get well.
There he is.
Wow, always
Bobby.
Exciting.
Bobby Mailman.
There he goes.
With the cane.
Man.
Best appearance ever.
That was one of the best. He got us all, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did.
He got us all. And how about these?
Don't wear those out. Those sunglasses.
I know, they're ridiculous.
I didn't want to say anything.
Somebody, you know what somebody
here.
Said? 1980s. That's what somebody said.
You know, they remind
these
me.
Like, these are the ones like that I couldn't find any other ones, so I put these on.
Hey, Buzz, who's that dude, the kid stays in the kid? He's being turned into a cartoon on Comedy Central. What's the guy's name? The producer, the movie producer?
Robert Evans.
Robert Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Robert Evans.
A little Rockford. A little Rockford Files, I thought, too. A little James Rockford.
There we go. Robert Evans is the guy.
Yeah, I couldn't find any other ones. I got some really, like, modern ones that are much better than this.
All right, anyway, that's Robert.
I am exhausted.
That is the
hurricane. Rightly so. Everybody felt his wrath.
Well, let's just cleanse our palate. Here they are, the Halloween spooks. I'm sure Robert is going to think this is racial in some way.
I know he'll turn it around.
Because it's a Halloween spooks, but... Well, they're scary, and we're counting down to Halloween now.
Very exciting.
A week and a couple of days.
Bye-bye, kids.
Bye. We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ooh. Halloween's coming, and it's time to get rid of those scary old phones, switch to Singular, and treat yourself to a new phone.
Ooh, very scary. Get the Sony Ericsson T226 free after a $20 mail-in rebate.
And get a free camera attachment with a $50 mail-in rebate.
The Sony Ericsson T226 takes pictures and emails them instantly, and it's wireless internet capable.
You'll love the picture caller ID and the downloadable polyphonic ringtone.
Hey, Don.
Mike.
I hear that it operates on GSM network.
It sure does, Mike. It sure does. And if you want a calling plan for the whole family, keep connected with Family Talk.
You can add a line to your calling plan for $9.99 per line per month on plans starting at just $39.99. Pay no roaming and no long distance.
How about that? That was written DAT. Singular has what you want. Switch to Singular right now. 866-Singular, singular.com. Visit any Singular wireless store. Tell them Don and Mike sent you.
Certain six supplies, any single round of server details. Ooh, scanning.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What was it like when you, the night of the election, and you have to talk to President Clinton? And had you talked to him much during the campaign directly? Probably not, I wouldn't think.
Not a lot. We sort of talked past each other. We had two debates, but nobody showed up. And but I called him, collect. And
nice cut.
Yeah. Well, you know, our campaign's been broke for months.
Okay, fine.
Thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
This is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Duck me, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now here's the deal. We have a guy coming up for a very brief interview.
Hold on.
Rob, would you pick up line 4 for a second and make sure our guest is ready to go on the air before we chat with him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give you the setup on this guy. Okay, he keeps sending us press releases to get booked on the show. His name is Tim Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
He says the government is using psychic spies to remotely view us. People, places, and events around the world. The United States is involved in RVESP research, which is remote viewing ESP.
Mm.
There are psychic spies that are watching us.
Oh, my.
And remote viewing ESP can tell us about UFOs, extraterrestrials,
good,
and our place in the cosmos. Part of what he's given us here is, let's see, wouldn't you like to know what's going on with your kids, your partners, or even your enemies when you're not with them?
Wouldn't you?
Would you? Can you see the possibilities for RV ESP?
Mm-hmm.
Remote viewing, extra sensory perception.
Yeah. You know, I'm delighted that this guy has taken the time to come out of his net to talk to us.
So let's see how long we can manage with this guy. And then plug the phone in, Robbie.
I believe him.
And then we will give away the, as a matter of fact, we can do that right now while we're waiting to talk to this guy. Call 1-800-877-365-3636. This prize worth over $5,000. The Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates LASIK procedure. But you must have been listening to the... You have to have been listening to the whole show today. You must have.
That's right.
We will ask you a question.
That's right.
We'll ask you a question about something that happened in the first break of today's show.
Very good.
So if you want to win the $5,000 plus eye surgery, laser eye surgery by Dr. Witten, who did my eyes, did a great job on them, dial recklessly now. And joining us is Tim Crawford. Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Hello, sirs.
How are you, my friend?
Fabulous, actually.
Tim, for a long time, I've thought that the government in general, but I have had a feeling that people have been watching me. Tim, I'm fascinated by the RV ESP.
Tell us all about it, Tim.
Well, the fact that the government was involved in the funding of a research project to investigate psychic ability, and they developed a system dubbed remote viewing, which was designed to enable us to see.
Right, hold on just a second, Tim, please.
Somebody's watching me.
He can't hear us now.
Yes. The password is Wingnut.
Okay, let's see if he gets that. Password is Wingnut.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's see if he gets it.
Very good.
Hey, Tim?
Yes?
Hi, I'm sorry we had to step away for a moment because we just gave our audience a password. Mike gave them a password.
I gave them a password, Tim, and I'm wondering whether you could perhaps tell me what that password is, even though you haven't heard it.
Well, you kind of got me on the spot because I'm not really great at this remote viewing stuff at the moment. I'm still
all right, how about this, Tim? I'll give you the first letters, all right? The two letters.
Use your R.
I'm sorry, guys, but I don't demonstrate my psychic ability.
The two letters are WN, Tim.
How are we to believe that you know anything about remote viewing ESP if you don't demonstrate, sir?
There are a lot of ways for me to be able to talk to you about remote viewing. It's a first-person experience. It's a kind of thing that we all need to experience for ourselves.
Wingnut.
That one can go and get the knowledge to do that.
Tim, are you saying that when we're sitting in front of our TVs that there are people spying on us and looking at us and reading our minds?
I don't know. That isn't something that I could have any possible knowledge of.
Tim,
the only thing I have knowledge of...
Tim, hold on, please. All right, now, the word this time, asswipe.
All right.
Asswipe.
Very good.
He can't hear us. That's why he's like going...
Right. Okay.
I'm going to say as loud as I can. Asswipe! You're an asswipe!
Let's see if he gets it. Tim?
Yes.
Don gave a password to our listening audience, and we're going to try another one here and see if you can get it.
I screamed it. I absolutely screamed it.
The problem is, guys, is I don't demonstrate psychic ability in public. So
you don't.
Yeah, you booked the wrong guy. If you want to know how,
what are you doing on a radio show if you don't demonstrate?
You want to know what the password was?
Sure.
Asswipe.
That was our password.
See, people usually book me on their shows when they want to learn about how the government has been funding ESP research. They also book
yeah, yeah.
me on their
here's shows. Here's what we do. We book guests on our show who we believe to be remotely interesting, and we're more than happy to give you a plug for whatever pamphlet it is that you're selling. But if you're one of these carnies, Tim, you've got to display a little something.
And the ESP people, you know, on our show, we like to, you know, we basically say, put up or shut up.
See, that's the point, though. This stuff is about teaching people how their intuition and their empathy works and how they have ability.
All right, hold on. I'm going to demonstrate right now.
Demonstrating my psychic ability
my,
to somebody else.
I'm getting a message right now.
Are you getting something?
I'm getting.
Are you channeling?
I'm channeling it. I'm telling you what my intuition is telling me.
Yeah.
Ratings slipping away by having Tim Crawford on the phone.
Although ratings, Fabio saying Happy Halloween, of course, is a great ratings catcher, isn't it?
It actually, ass wipe it is. Actually, it is, Tim.
Well, you know, is the government reading our minds, Tim?
You know, it's interesting. The government...
No, it's not.
Yes or no? Is the government reading our minds, Tim?
Do you want to answer for me?
I want it yes or no, please.
I'm sorry, but based on the way this interview is going, we will require yes or no answers.
Please.
You know, I can't see how this interview is going to serve...
Goodbye, douche. Goodbye. I wanted to have some fun with him.
I know. Mm-hmm.
You know,
he wasn't, unfortunately, he wasn't like... some of those great people that really believe that their TVs are watching them.
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of looking
wasn't
for.
Crazy too. Enough. Maybe,
I really would have liked a voice like this.
Well, I'll tell you. It does seem to me that the TV is
hey, Charlie,
me.
Charlie, would you bring the number in? Because, Rob, I know you don't want to make this call, but I'd be glad to make the call.
Oh, I'll make the call tonight.
Would you bring the card in with the number so we can call them back and see? And, Rob, you can give them the whole thing. Hey, that was just their shtick.
Right.
You know, they were just
you
kidding.
Want them, you want them back on one more time?
No, just call them and see how it went. See how he thinks things it went.
Okay, hold on a second.
Did he hear the douche thing?
I think.
You know, when you talk about crazy voices, also, when they think they're being watched, it's always nice when they whisper.
Mm-hmm.
As if they're being watched while they're being interviewed.
I don't want to tell you, but right now.
I'm relatively sure the TV's been watching me.
You've got to come over because you got to ask for extension 222.
The TV has stolen my Corvette.
Rob, you want to ask for extension 222.
But do you like the flowers?
So now we'll find out how he thought it went.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be pleased. Somebody's watching me.
Extension 222, honey.
Like room 222.
Uh-huh.
Honey.
Classic television.
God damn it, honey.
God damn it, honey.
I believe that the television told me to plant the purple and white flowers in the front yard.
I'm looking for Tim Crawford.
Don.
Yes, Bob?
You're an unimaginable bastard for picking on me for drinking.
Not there. No, wrong number.
Oh. Wrong number.
Oh,
my apologies on that.
Machine.
See, the thing is, the guy could have been funny. That could have been a really funny segment if he was a goofy, nutty guy who was going to say, you know, in the basement of the science building, the government is watching you with the remote and the ESP.
Pressed my cheek up against the Sony Trinitron and it told me to plant the curly, cute shrubs. Out in front of WJFK.
Right now, they're having a meeting behind me, Rob and Charlie, trying to discern.
Would you feel better about my Corvette if you had a ride in the rumble seat?
It's ringing through now.
Oh, here good. We go. All right.
It's ringing
Hi,
through.
Hi, Tim. It's Rob Stein with the Don and Mike Show. How are you? What?
He's getting an earful right now.
Okay. You know, really what you got there was a nice taste of the Don and Mike shtick. We liked it on our end. How do you think it went?
Rob's putting the phone down almost.
I thought it was riveting. We'd love to hold on to your number and give you a call somewhere down the line if that's okay.
Ask him if he'd like to come on just to give a plug for his product so we can show him there's no hard feelings.
Would you like to come on and plug your product one more time?
Tell him it's like an inside joke that we share with the audience.
Yeah.
Are you sure? We could...
Rob usually gets more words in.
He has no interest.
He's going off. He's going to get a really good goodbye then when Rob ends this conversation.
Carney. Are you sure? Because I'm sure we could sell a lot of your videotapes.
Goddamn Carney.
Who knows what he is? He's boring is what he is.
Well, he sent us an entire thing that has like his profile.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, he's president and founder of UFO TV.
There you go.
Sounds legit.
Really, how were they stealing from their listeners? Were they stealing through the radio? Yes, absolutely.
He didn't care for the Fabio. He didn't care for Fabio Halloween.
What's funny about that? I tell you what's funny. What our listeners think is funny.
Thank you for your time.
Is us getting a faker on the phone.
We'll be in touch. And good day. And my best to you. And good day then. Bye then.
All right. Rob, wow. Rob, you got an earful.
Rob, what did Tim Crawford have to say?
Tim Crawford, damn it, Tim Crawford. His thing was, you stole from the listeners.
Oh.
And let me tell you why. Because what you were all about was providing entertainment, when what you could have provided
was Entertainment Plus. Entertainment plus information, and yeah. I was greeted with dead silence when I asked if we were stealing from the listeners through their radio. He didn't care for that.
Of course.
But he's going to inform all of his, I guess,
thank you, Rob Stein.
All his psycho buddies not to do our show.
Wow.
We appreciate it, Robbie. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Another friend of mine.
Yes,
here,
of course.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, my caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend.
Outstanding.
There you go. Chance of a lifetime. What is your name?
Mike.
Where are you from?
D.C.
Beautiful, on WJFK.
Absolutely.
Okay, we've got a LASIK procedure courtesy of Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates.
Oh, my God.
The very best in technology. You have Washington's premier LASIK surgeons, the experience of over 50,000 successful procedures with affordable 12-month no-interest financing. Call 800-626-LASER today, worth $5,500. But don't let that put any pressure on you because it's for free.
Okay.
Have you been listening to the whole show?
Yeah, well, yeah, bits and pieces, though. I'm a police officer, so I've been in and out of the car.
Well, if he's a police officer and he's working, let's just give him a chance. Right. Maybe he'll do it.
Are you in the car right now?
I sure am.
If you turn the siren on.
Okay.
Please, so we know you're a cop.
That's it. All right.
Okay. How about that?
In the first break of the show today, which would be between 3 and 3.30, were you listening between 3 and 3.30?
Yes.
Uh-huh. We had a program director from one of our cities call in. Which city was calling? What program director and the city was highlighted?
Seattle. Oh.
Seattle.
Oh.
Darn it.
Too bad.
Bye.
Too bad.
Okay.
See ya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, that's
John and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
That's a bitch. That's too bad.
Unfortunate.
My friend, what is your name?
Pete,
what city had its program director call us today and what city was spotlighted in our first break of the show?
Seattle.
Oh,
a lot
no,
of going around.
It's a trick one.
Wow.
It's a trick one. Everyone's having trouble.
Jared, not even.
Don and Mike, hello. Do you have the answer?
Yes, I do.
What is the answer?
Buffalo.
Bingo,
yes.
Baby.
Oh, killer, man. I can't believe this.
That's right.
Buffalo, right.
It was Buffalo.
I can't believe it.
And you said it many times.
I said spotlight on
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
It's the fanfare.
Beautiful Buffalo.
What is your name?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
Salisbury, Maryland.
Beautiful. So you must be listening on, let me guess, 96 Rock?
Exactly.
Right on. You've won the LASIK procedure courtesy of Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates. Your prize valued at $5,500.
Can't believe it.
Thank you for listening to the whole show, my friend.
Thank you.
96 Rock rocks. Thanks. Hold on, dude. Hold on.
Always like to see the men in blue win, Don, but unfortunately it couldn't happen today.
Too bad.
Right. Well, if only he had had his remote control ESP working.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Officer Friendly would have won.
Then he would have been boring.
Sorry about that. And listen, we've got another one of these $5,000 laser eye things to give away tomorrow. And also on Friday.
That's very good. So if you're having trouble with your Vizion,
if you're having trouble receiving WAVA, you make sure you give us a call.
There you go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Who's stewing chicken?
He made it up.
It was Buzz.
What, Buzz?
Yeah, I smell it. Somebody's like stewing chicken.
Charlie always cooks something.
It smells delicious.
At this point, you know what it smells to me like?
Hi. This is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
It smells like funny.
Charlie doesn't have an office, he has a pantry.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, Arnold Schwarzenegger, next stop, the White House.
Oh, please.
Oh, now, Mike, hold on. I'm not going to give away your story, Buzz, but I know. Let me just say, there's a loophole. There's a giant loophole. There is a giant loophole. This is Buzz, right? Not a made-up story?
Well, there could be a loophole.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Right. There is.
Stay tuned
All right.
for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestline?
The Don and Mike Show. Making your penis feel young. Don and Mike.
Remember Buzz's new show. Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Veramax, 1-888, try VMAX. And now here is Buzzley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A lot of people have been talking about this loophole that might allow Arnold to run for president.
Oh.
And that's not exactly what this story's about. I'll talk to you about the loophole as soon as I tell you what's going on. First of all, the Constitution says no
person except a natural-born citizen shall be eligible to the office of president. But the Constitution also says it can be amended. And that's what supporters of Arnold Schwarzenegger are counting on. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch is one of those supporters.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. He's already introduced...
Come on.
Yeah. He's introduced the Equal Opportunity to Govern Amendment. And it appears a majority of lawmakers in both the House and the Senate support this amendment.
Orrin Hatch, I've always maintained a right-thinking American.
Jesus Christ.
You know, you line the issues up right there. And
I say, be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
Orrin Hatch, me, twin sons of different mothers.
I know.
We are like those babies that were together.
Conjoined, absolutely.
Yep. Orrin Hatch, man, am I a believer in? Am I a believer in his politics?
Yes.
And everything he stands for.
You're a Hatch man.
And now, boy, is he really getting it done.
The Globe says Arnold's wife saw the disappointment in his face when he first learned he couldn't run for president.
And incidentally, just for those of you that need to be
like a small child.
Yeah. Those of you who need to be hit, over the head with the truth. Orrin Hatch is a dick.
he's to clarify.
He's a tight-ass dick who, if he had his way, really would have cameras in all of our homes and would be watching everything we're doing, and I don't trust him.
He likes the Bono, though.
Yeah.
He's a friend of Bono.
What was that, Rob? Rob, you would have a problem with cameras in your home?
I say bring it. I love to show people me.
Yeah, this is Rob. This is Rob in the tub.
You know, I bet you I could bet a pretty good rating.
Orrin Hatch makes Bill O'Reilly look crazy. Like crazy, crazy, and I don't mean...
I have to give Mr.
Like
Spiewak,
crazy.
I have to give Mr. Spiewak some props. Rob, have you dropped a few lbs?
No.
You haven't?
No.
All right, must be the shirt. Good shirt, Rob.
Slimming, yes.
Rob will be honest about it, too. No. What are you, crazy?
Or maybe it's just you.
What do you mean? You think, what? Maybe, well, the attraction?
Yeah.
Of course.
Always been that tension. You know.
I've never hidden that. I've never hidden that from you.
We were discussing what a douche Orrin Hatch was, and you just
And
stopped.
I just saw Ross soiree after the microphone
stop the
and
show.
And I love him in I love him in that gold T-shirt.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
The tabloid says...
See, there's a clique I don't want to be in.
There's a clique you can't be in. The tabloid says that when Maria heard about this and saw the expression on Arnold's face, she decided she wanted to help change the law so that he could run for president because she wants him to be president now.
Oh, God.
Now, a lot of people are talking or saying that it's already in the Constitution that
it's
Arnold...
in the Constitution that the disappointment on my face was... Because I really want to be, I want to work hard to be the good governor and then run for president right after George Bush.
I have in front of me an excerpt from Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution that says, no person except a natural-born citizen shall be eligible to the office of president, neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have been 14 years a resident within the United States. So a lot of people are saying, Arnold's been here over 14 years, that means he's eligible. No, what that means is if somebody leaves the country... And they haven't been living here for 14 years. They cannot run for president. But you still have to be a natural-born citizen. So there's a lot of confusion. We're safe for now.
You let Orrin Hatch run that up the flagpole. My man.
I will.
My man, Orrin.
That could change.
The H-man.
There could be a loophole in the future.
Well, you know, there's a groundswell of support for him for president because he's done such a great job as governor. He hasn't even been governor yet.
That's true.
Damn it.
And he has to live in Sacramento.
Yes that's true.
Uh-huh. Let's consider that when considering the political life, the political future of our
My prediction is that I will thrive in Sacramento, in the capital of California.
California. It's not, you know, and he doesn't say
It says cauliflower.
California.
California.
Right. Work.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. While Jay Leno has worked to advance Arnold's political career, David Letterman appears to be out to wreck it. His producer denies that. He says Dave's meet the governor bit is just making something funny out of a topic that's already on the minds of the public.
I told you, you know, some guy called us the other day, and what is it, despicable or
deplorable?
Deplorable. We're talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody here on the show has seen that now in the Letterman show.
So
that is
funny. And the carrot thing was the absolute best.
And that is one hell of a funny bit, because Arnold Schwarzenegger has done so many stupid, outrageous,
sexually provocative things.
On right. film, on
that,
tape.
That, yeah, mm-hmm. and not in movies. Right, like, it's right. not like you're taking a scene in a movie out of right. context. You're
well, thinking, what's that one that with the carrot is some sort of movie, isn't it? What is it, some sort of workout tape? Or
I
don't know what it's about. I'd love to find out more. I'd love to get it.
I asked that day on the air.
And we haven't had anybody that's produced it for us.
We've not had anybody call us.
Yeah, well, the bit has Dave featuring a brief video clip each night in which Arnold does something goofy like smoke a joint, grab a woman's ass, or grin while wearing a Native American Indian costume.
The best one is where he's taking a carrot, he mm-hmm. puts it in his mouth, and he goes, "This is bite." And then he takes the carrot and puts it in the woman's mouth and says, "Bite," and she bites. And then he takes the carrot and slides it in and out of her mouth very slowly, as right. you know, very phallic. And yeah. then when they cut away, it's just Arnold going, "Cool."
It's hysterical.
Good.
It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Many of the clips come from the weightlifter documentary Pumping Iron. After the buttock-grabbing clip, Letterman told the audience, "That's the governor of California, for God's sake." Letterman's made over twice as many jokes at Arnold's expense as has Leno since this all began.
Yeah, okay.
Leno,
what does that say?
Leno has made 23 times as many jokes as Dave about Arnold's political opponents. And to me, that's even more telling.
Well, here's the whole
absolutely.
Deal.
Yeah,
that if,
I didn't want to say it because I don't want to get the alarm.
If Arnold had gone on Letterman's show to announce this, Letterman would not be making all these jokes. The ratio would be the other way around.
Do you think
I
so?
I don't think Letterman would bow to that.
I don't think he would. I really don't. I agree with Buzz. I don't think he'd make that big a deal about it. I mean, if the comedy, it's the way we feel, you know?
But here's the thing. We're not getting our asses kicked every night like Letterman
right,
is.
Right, right.
We're not getting beat by Nightline and Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
It's not exactly like, you know, Hugh Grant is the one that comes to mind with Jay Leno that made him
it's just
more popular.
It astonishes me that more people don't track with that show. And it's sad. It's really so good.
Very sad.
The problem is that Letterman is not a go-to show for a lot of celebrities and politicians.
Right.
And when Letterman does have a politician on, or even like when he had Dick Cheney's wife on,
right.
Dude, it's like watching Meet the Press.
Yeah.
Because
you're very serious,
Letterman has a serious discussion, and I'm a Letterman fan, and I go to the TiVo and go,
right.
Blah, 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 blah. Goodbye.
Right.
Goodbye.
Liza Minnelli's not.
But to get back to the original point, right. Sorry I'm belaboring it, but I think if it fell into Letterman's lap,
it'd be the same way.
Yeah, if you just by accident had dumb Arnold on the show and Arnold said, I've announced I'm going to run for governor of California, they'd make jokes. But not to the extent that he's doing it now, because now he's not only making fun of Arnold Schwarzenegger,
right?
He's making fun of Jay Leno,
right? But you know, it's a moot point because he wouldn't have gotten Arnold because he was making those jokes from early on when this thing. I mean, he really was when the potential of Arnold running came up. Letterman was doing the real caustic stuff about it, and it's because he feels the same way. He feels the same way we do about it.
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
Hold on, Josh.
How you doing, guys?
Green Bay, WNFL. Hi, Josh.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing very well, thanks.
I found a loophole in the system. The governor can just run under a ticket to be the vice president, then have one of his cronies kill the president.
No, that doesn't work. No, you have to meet the same eligibility requirements to be vice president, according to the Constitution, as you do to be president.
What about Speaker of the House?
There you go.
So everybody in the line of succession has to meet those same requirements according to the Constitution.
Okay.
As it's written now.
Thank God for the Constitution.
Yeah. Yes. Weren't they smart?
They were thinking.
Yeah, they were.
That's a good Constitution.
Yeah, it is.
Liza Minnelli's not
a great Constitution.
Liza Minnelli's not so masculine soon-to-be ex-husband says she used to beat him up. He's filed, David Guest has filed a $10 million lawsuit against Liza with a Z, claiming that for the 2 years they were together, she guzzled vodka and pummeled him. Quoting him, the alcohol gave her remarkable force and strength.
You heard me!
The lawsuit includes such colorful words as constant, throbbing, unrelenting pain. He claims injuries to his head and other body parts. He says he never hit her back. In fact, once ran into the bathroom to get away from her.
You're hurting me! Stop hitting me!
The lawsuit also uses colorful words to describe David, including world-renowned event and concert producer promoter.
Right, world-renowned D-sucker.
Now, because of the beatings, he says he suffered vertigo, headaches, high blood pressure, and scalp tenderness. Guest is now in hiding. He's now in hiding at Jim Neighbor's estate.
Oh, no.
Wow. I got news for you.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you? He could go hiding on Fifth Avenue, and it wouldn't make it. He could go into hiding on Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House with a sign that said, I used to be married to Liza Minnelli, right. And he would still be in hiding.
Who's at the door? It's Liza! No, Liza!
So scared.
Well, lightning doesn't usually strike twice in the same place, and that apparently applies to the lightning sometimes generated by TV ratings. The ratings for the new Joe Millionaire suck. Only about a third of the people who watched the season premiere last year tuned in this year, and that's after some heavy promotion during Fox's baseball coverage.
And that's after our stellar endorsement.
We all liked it, but what did we know?
The foreign angle's getting some of the blame. Almost everything on TV that night beat Joe Millionaire. Football, the CBS comedy lineup, even Whoopi had higher ratings than Joe Millionaire.
Hold on, Buzz. Here you go. Someone wants to challenge you on something. George.
Yes.
Go on. You're on with Buzz.
The line of succession for president runs through all of the cabinet members, and you do not have to be a natural born citizen of the U.S. to be a cabinet head.
Okay, but we'd have to kill off an awful lot of people to get to those guys.
Well, wait a minute. Wouldn't you have to skip the line of succession in the event that a cabinet member didn't fit the criteria?
Essentially, yes, because...
Hold on, I got what you're saying. So if you're saying that the Speaker of the House...
then eventually it's the Secretary of State.
If it works its way down to Arnold Schwarzenegger...
Right, and it's
you
the
would
Secretary
say,
of State, you'd skip to the next
you'd
guy.
You'd skip Arnold.
Because isn't that the way it would work, sir?
Correct.
So you are wrong.
So you're wrong.
Buzz is wrong.
Why is Buzz wrong?
Because he said that everybody in the line of succession has to be a... follow the same rules.
All right. In order to become president.
Perhaps not for the cabinet members, but we got to kill off four guys
to get to that point. You're missing here's the point.
Right.
The point is that you don't have to fill that bill. You don't have to meet the criteria to be president to be a cabinet member, but also you will not be eligible to
I
be
get what
president.
You can leapfrog
right.
over.
You like have
if,
to leapfrog.
If it was Arnold's turn in line,
same
if, four,
rule applies.
If four dudes had been killed or died...
It's a classic example. It gets to the Secretary of State. Secretary of State is Arnold. He was born, in a foreign country.
Hey,
you
that's
have to,
funny.
You have to...
Arnold is Secretary of State.
No person except a natural-born citizen shall be eligible to the office of president, period.
But what I'm saying is you could be Secretary of State. You don't have to meet the criteria to be in the cabinet. You just could never be president.
Right.
And therefore, you would have to skip if whoever was next in line if they didn't meet the criteria.
If you're foreign born, you can't do it.
I think we got to figure it out.
Hey, George?
Yes.
I'll meet you at orrinhatch.com. I'll be in the chat room tonight.
Just wanted to be a news helper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you were wrong.
This is split.
No. You called to say Buzz was wrong about what he said about the Constitution.
No, Buzz technically is right.
And that's what I was trying to say. What Buzz was saying was correct.
Yeah. The answer's in the Constitution. No foreign-born person can serve as president, regardless of where they are.
But a foreign-born person can serve in the cabinet.
Right.
That part is right, but he also said that you had to be eligible to be president if you were going to be in any of the spots that were in the line of succession.
He never said, I don't think you said that, did you?
No, I said everybody
Rob?
In the...
I'm just curious if a natural-born citizen can be a total a-hole and stop the show.
Hello. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
I could have stated it more clearly. Probably.
What?
Shouldn't that be on Capital Critters?
Yeah, you're right. We're sliding into the Washington gang.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hold on. Instant winner right here. Not an instant winner.
I do like the people that police us for being too serious.
That's a funny. What's your name?
My name's Craig.
Craig, where are you from?
From Sacramento, or just outside of Sacramento, or what is it, an hour and a half away from anything?
An hour and a half away from...
Anywhere.
You won the Halloween costume of your choice, courtesy of Masters Costumes. Don't worry, they're in D.C., but they will ship a costume to you. To find the one near you, go to MastersCostumes.com. Masters Costumes, a real costume shop, and you won the Halloween mask of your choice, provided by AnyMask.com. They're the Any Kind of Masks store. Go to AnyMask.com. Thanks for listening.
Great.
Much appreciated.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Now you got all the phones ringing, Buzz.
I'm not surprised.
Look at this. Let me just try one more.
Okay. The kooky, crazy phones.
And I urge you to do what I do. Get the Orrin Hatch mask. It really scares the kids.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike. But you got to do what I do. You got to unzip your pants and pull out your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Orrin Hatch mask on.
Hey, I'm a senator.
Trick or treat. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we've already had a foreign secretary of state, Henry Kissinger.
Exactly. He would not be eligible to become president.
Right.
And I concur.
But I'm just saying.
I concur, too.
That's what I meant to say.
I concur, too.
I got
you. Shut up.
33 million people who watched the finale of Joe Millionaire last season didn't watch the premiere of this season. 33 million people gone. Skin, which followed Joe on Fox, fared even worse.
Really?
I concur. Yes.
I concur.
I concur, Bob.
Touche.
But would you watch a show? Would you? Would you watch a show featuring porn star Ron Jeremy and former TV preacher's wife Tammy Faye Baker?
Buzz, yes. Absolutely.
I'm there.
I would watch it. You bet your ass.
They are two of the Hollywood Hills housemates on the WB's second season of Surreal Life.
Okay, now I'm laughing.
They'll share the place with Vanilla Ice, Eric Estrada, a former Baywatch babe, and some chick from MTV's Real World Las Vegas.
Hold on.
Robbie Van Winkle.
Hold on. So you have Tammy Faye Baker.
Tammy Faye and Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy and Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice, Eric Estrada.
That's all.
Eric Estrada.
Okay,
yeah.
You can stop there. Okay. I'm watching.
Well, but if that weren't enough. They have the former Baywatch babe, the former chick from MTV's Las Vegas, and a new celeb or semi-celeb will join them as a wild card each week. There'll be a new person added each week.
How about Orrin Hatch?
Perfect. I think it's an excellent idea.
Or just wear the mask.
Quoting a producer, Tammy Faye was actually one of the first people we cast. Shocker.
Wow. I concur. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Creating their legacy. Don and Mike.
Don't get me going on that today.
Well, I'm pleased with the way the show has timed out today. Yeah. We have time for another entire segment of news with Mr.
Come on.
Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
This Jessica Simpson, the cute, dumb blonde from MTV's Newlywed Show, is a marketing goldmine. The question we pose for you, is she really that dumb, or is she a commercial genius?
Well, she married Nick from 98 Degrees.
Uh-huh.
That's one strike against her.
Yeah, yes. That says an awful lot.
Agreed. But she wondered on the show whether Chicken of the Sea is chicken or fish. You mentioned this. Now, yesterday, she posed with officials of the tuna company, with them explaining to her how it got the name. Later, she autographed labels of tuna cans. She also said once of buffalo wings, "I don't eat buffalo," and mangled the word platypus into platymappus.
See, I don't think it's an act.
No way.
I think it's the real deal. She's
no, because
really,
you couldn't create that. It's too real.
She's dumb, and nobody thinks enough ahead to say, okay, on Newlyweds, we're going to have her pick up a can of Chicken of the Sea, and it's tuna.
Right.
And then later, you know, let's say that is just a happenstance.
Okay.
But nobody's bright enough to say, now,
we're
going to take her out to the Chicken of the Sea plant.
Right, exactly.
Going to have her sign this up. No, I'm telling you, this is one dumb broad.
It's not anything that's designed. It really is. No.
It's one dumb broad, and it's the only possible reason that I could ever watch Newlyweds.
Mm-hmm.
Or when
is Newlyweds on?
Yeah, Newlyweds on.
All the time.
Really?
It's one of those MTV things.
Right.
It's always on.
I got to check it out.
You know how the Osbournes used to always be on?
Mm-hmm. I'll pop it in.
Now it's always on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you be the judge. In her new music video, she wears a platymappus T-shirt, eats buffalo wings, and nibbles from a can of chicken in the sea.
Hey, Buzz, what she's doing is she's poking fun at herself.
Exactly. Yeah, either because she really is stupid or she's covering being really stupid.
Yeah, and I think the latter. I think someone came to her and said, hey, guess what? You know,
you better poke fun at yourself or otherwise you'll really look like a moron.
That could be it. Only two people have ever survived going over Niagara Falls without any special equipment.
And here they are, right here.
The Don and Mike Show.
We did it early in our career, and it was a wonderful
stunt.
Yeah, and it's just a shame that videotape was destroyed in a fire.
The Don and Mike Show.
Great stunt, made radio history.
Yeah. Well, actually, one was...
And then we had an even better idea.
Mm-hmm.
What if you have sex?
Yeah, absolutely.
While you're going over the falls.
And the partnership was cemented at that point.
That video you still have.
Yeah, no, we have that one for our own entertainment.
Were you still joined at the head when you went over?
No, it was actually...
It was after the separation?
Well, it had slid down to about the ear.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Given that you had to have sex as you were going over Niagara Falls.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then you had to go into a church.
I'll be honest with you. You do not want to be the catcher in that situation.
No. Ouch.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I tell you, for about a week after that, his nickname was Rip.
Tell me. You know, you got the bill for the underpants.
I understand. It was difficult.
Actually, one was a 7-year-old boy who fell while wearing a life jacket.
Can I tell you something about... Can I just briefly, as long as we're on this painful topic? Can I tell you why I think the entire thought of gauze is just such a fraud?
Mm-hmm. Of gauze?
Gauze, yes.
Okay.
Let's say that you're going over Niagara Falls with a man who's violating you.
Yes.
Jesus.
Well, I'm going a long way.
I know we're going it. Yes.
And and then you have the open wounds.
Yes.
It's your most sensitive variant.
Yeah. Right.
And what you think is that gauze is something that would sop up the goo and
right.
And
hospitals
make
use that.
Feel
yeah.
better. No. Mm-hmm. You know what it did to me. Excuse me. I'm sorry. You know what it could do to someone.
What could it do?
Who was
in that
sodomized as they were going over Niagara Falls what? By a guy that they thought was their buddy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Eventually, the gauze would mesh with your skin.
Yeah.
And when you went to pull the gauze out from between your buttock cheeks, you would actually be peeling off a layer of your own skin.
Yeah. Is that right?
You never knew that, did you?
No, I didn't know that. And I apologize.
You reaped all the benefits.
I apologize for the agony.
So to speak.
But I was crooked forever after that.
I'll take crooked over gauze.
Okay, gauze boy.
Okay, CD.
A lovely story. The other survivor was 21-year-old Eric Froneck of Detroit.
Froneck?
Eric's not-so-proud mom says he always had a fascination with the falls, and Eric's hoping it'll make him rich and famous. He had a friend videotape his jump, and the tape is now for sale. Maybe there'll be a book, he figures. Maybe a movie. He'd better make at least $6,000, because that's how much he'll likely be fined for the dangerous stunt.
I'll tell you really how I know about gauze, though,
yeah.
and why it is, why I just told that story.
Why?
What really happened, when I was a kid, I was riding my bicycle, and I was hit by a motorcycle.
Yes.
Hit by a motorcycle, and I slid on my back on the pavement
now
for about 100 yards.
Wow, that's a long way.
100 feet, maybe. No, 100 yards,
maybe.
100 feet, not 100 yards. You wouldn't slide. You'd be dead if you slid for 100 yards.
Well, football feet.
No, you wouldn't if you slid on your back if you were not going at a high rate of speed. Maybe it was 100 feet.
Slowly.
Okay. No. You know. You're right. I'm sorry. 100 yards would be right. You'd be dead.
Like something out of a cartoon.
Right. 100 yards, you'd be dead.
But once again,
you're not going at a high rate of
you have
speed.
Such empathy. You really do. I'm sorry. Just picture you going at a slower speed.
He's got a magnet under you or something.
But it bled and it hurt, and they put gauze on it. And
right. It's 100. It's 100 feet.
Right.
Not 100 yards.
Right.
And so you bled, and they put gauze on it.
And no, they didn't. I did.
Oh.
Here was the deal.
Oh.
I had a date that night with a girl who could drive. I was not old enough to drive.
Right.
I should have gone to the hospital.
Yeah.
What I did was I got up. They said, "Are you okay? No broken bones."
Mm-hmm.
I still have scars on my back from the asphalt. Just get it. What I did was, because I was so horny, and this girl had a car, I went to the drugstore, got gauze, and wrapped myself up in this gauze, keeping in mind that I have a gigantic oozing wound on my back.
Right.
Went to the dance that night.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to get something off her.
Mm-hmm.
Got nothing off her.
Oh, dear.
She drove me home. I got home. I could barely walk. I went into the bathroom, took off my the suit that I had, started to peel the gauze off, because I had it just wrapped all the way around from my belly to my back.
And it kind of healed into the gauze?
It wouldn't come out. And it was at that point that I had to go get my dad. You know, hey, Dad, I effed up again. I didn't tell you I got hit by a motorcycle when I was on my bike today, because I didn't want to miss my date tonight.
Mm.
So I went to the drugstore and got some gauze, and I put it on there, and now it's been like 8 hours, and now the gauze is stuck there.
Yeah.
And they took me to the hospital, and what they said was there's really only one way to do this.
Yeah.
And it's
like
peeling a Band-Aid off. And after all...
Was it agony?
Yeah, and they made a point of saying, you know, you did this to yourself.
Wow.
You were in the accident. The guy on the motorcycle was in the wrong to hit you while you were on the bicycle, but you should have gotten immediate medical attention from the ambulance.
They should have dressed the wound properly.
And I didn't want any part of it. I just said, I got to go. There was a girl with a car.
I understand.
I didn't have a car. And that's the story of really how the gauze got stuck in the oozing part.
But you should always pat it when you put it on, too.
Yeah.
Always pat gauze.
And really...
Good night, everybody.
BG on the phone, Mike, over there. BG
products, pat the gauze.
BG. BG, that's a stupid question. Why don't you know the answer to that?
I'm Pango.
Pango.
Finally, they...
Hey, Bonnie. Bonnie.
Bonnie go.
Bonnie. Boy, are my cheeks red.
B&E.
Bonnie, give me some gauze.
That's painful.
BG.
Finally, they've just finished a new sex study in Holland.
Bonnie!
The results,
that goes.
Results aren't out yet. We don't even know what the researchers were expecting to find, but we do know how the study was conducted. Volunteers were asked to have sex while scientists monitored their brain activity, so they had to keep their heads perfectly still so as not to rip off the electrodes. There was one other thing they had to do, finish inside 7 minutes. They had no trouble finding volunteers.
Hi there.
Quoting one researcher, we asked them all to practice. They all succeeded.
Bingo.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No! That's it.
Those are good-looking sunglasses, Mike.
I think I'm going to throw them away.
Those sunglasses look like the sunglasses those Eurotrash girls were wearing on Joe Millionaire.
Thank you.
Don't worry. That's a joke that only you and I get because we're the only guys that watch the show.
I like it. I like my glasses.
All right. Got to go. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you, sir. You.
I concur, radio.
BM.
Here.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.